Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hey, hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. It's time to stand up against big tech. Protect your data at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, there's a truism when it comes to politics, and that is that you run to your extremes during the primaries, and then you run back to the middle during the general elections. This is true for both right and left. But one problem emerges for political parties when it turns out that people don't believe you when you run back to the middle. When you run so far to the extremes that everybody sees through the game of running back to the middle, you start to pay the price politically. And increasingly these days, this is precisely what's been happening with the Democratic Party. See, here is the thing. For a very long time, the Democratic Party has relied on the rebuttal of what they call the slippery slope fallacy. Republicans will say, you guys really want X. Right? You're pushing something else. What you really want is X. But Democrats will then say, no. We don't actually want the endpoint that you're talking about. That's a slippery slope fallacy. If we say that we want civil unions and you say, no, you want gay marriage, that's not true. All we really want is civil unions. If you say that what you want is not gay marriage, what you actually want is for my church to perform gay marriages, that's not what we want. We just want the gay marriage. If you say you want my church to perform a gay marriage, what you actually want is to indoctrinate my children in your viewpoint, then you say, no, I don't want to indoctrinate my children in your viewpoint. That's a slippery slope fallacy. But here's the thing about the slippery slope, quote unquote, fallacy. It's not a fallacy. It's a prediction. Slippery slopes are a prediction. And when it turns out that the slippery slope keeps happening over and over and over again, people stop trusting you when you say that you only want to go so far and no further. That's particularly true when the arguments that you make are what we would call in law school arguments that prove too much. When you make an argument that quote unquote proves too much, this is when you establish a principle that doesn't merely justify what you're doing now, it justifies further action in the future. So for example, let's say that your argument is love is love. Right? All forms of sexual relationship are equally morally beneficial. All of them are good. And I said, well, that would eventually lead to you basically justifying every form of sexual arrangement up to and including pedophilia, right? That argument itself, just that argument, not saying that you're doing it, but the argument itself that all forms of sexual arrangement are perfectly fine, that is going to justify pretty much everything from incest to pedophilia. And you say, well, no, that's a slippery slope fallacy. That's not a slippery slope fallacy. The argument that you've established encompasses more things than you wish for it to encompass. And when you refuse to make distinctions in your logic, it makes me believe that your end goal is not actually what you say it is something else. And so there's a graphic that's become quite popular online, and it shows what the supposed slippery slope fallacy looks like in broad terms. And this is the slippery slope fallacy graphic that's become very popular on Twitter, and it's about right. Right? Basically, it shows a curve. It's a downward curve, and it's kind of gradually curving down, and then boom, it drops off a cliff. And it has a bunch of arrows pointing to the gradually downslope curve, saying you're overreacting, you're overreacting, you're overreacting, and then we are here pointing to the bottom of the slippery slope. And this is what keeps happening with Democrats on policy after policy after policy. They keep saying, you're overreacting. We would never do that. Not in a million years would we ever advocate for the most extreme formulation of the position that you're suggesting that we hold. And then, inevitably, about 5 years later, we're at the bottom of that curve. And this is a very big problem for Republicans, because Republicans keep believing this stuff. You have a bunch of civility-oriented Republicans who will say, no, they don't actually mean. Let's give them civil unions. They'll never want the gay marriage. We'll give them gay marriage. They're never going to want to force you to do it in church. Okay, so they're trying to force a baker to bake a cake for a gay couple. But does that really mean that they're going to come after you if you refuse to go along with their morality and how you teach your kids? Well, sure, they're doing that with the schools, but you think they're actually going to come into your home? If you keep going along over and over and over again with the lie that the slippery slope fallacy is in fact a fallacy and not a prediction, then you're going to end up at that bottom of the curve over and over and over again. And this is why, I think, Democrats are having a particularly tough time these days. They're having a particularly tough time because people can see that we are at the bottom of this curve. People can see that over and over and over again, when Democrats assure us that we're just at the top of the curve and that we're overreacting, they don't actually want the things we say that they want, we can see that they're fibbing. And Joe Biden had an opportunity when he came into office to basically overthrow that idea, right? Joe Biden was a figure of the status quo. Joe Biden was a supposed moderate. He was not somebody who was going to go along with the gradual lowering of that curve and then the drop off the cliff. He was going to stand like a rock in the pathway of Democratic attempts to go radical. Joe Biden was not Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden was not Ibram X. Kendi. Joe Biden was just, you know, a typical Democrat, middle of the road Democrat, who is never going to allow American society to slip off that curve and all the way down to the bottom of the cliff, Wile E. Coyote style. Except that Joe Biden did precisely that. And what we see over and over and over again is that Democratic politicians seem patently incapable, really since the end of the Clinton era, to tell their own base no. And to make a case to the American people that they should be believed when they take a moderate policy. Because over and over and over again, outlying members of the Democratic Party, people who were considered crazy 5 years ago, are now considered central members of the think centers of the Democratic Party. Bernie Sanders was a nut for all of his Senate career. He was a useless nut from Vermont. He had somehow been elected because Vermont is a weird state filled with, you know, progressive people who live in conservative ways. It's a very strange state, Vermont. And so they elect Bernie Sanders in the whitest area of America. They elect Bernie. And Bernie, for 30 years, does nothing in the Senate. He's a complete useless person. He's a backbencher who shouts about why there should only be four types of deodorants on the shelves. And then all of a sudden, he's a thought leader. Because it turns out the Democratic Party, as always, falls off the cliff. Or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, when she first entered Congress, the idea was, yeah, so fresh, so face, but kind of extreme, right? I mean, we're not actually going to follow her down the primrose path here. And then she's on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. Over and over and over again, the Democratic Party demonstrates that they are willing to fall off that cliff. They are eager to fall off that cliff. They lie to you. They say that they're not, but they're willing and eager to fall off that cliff. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, profiling, surveillance, data harvesting. There are lots of things not to like about the big tech giants. But what can you actually do about it? We don't all have $44 billion to go buy Twitter. But the good news is you don't need to be a billionaire to take a stand. For less than $7 per month, you can join me and fight back against big tech by using ExpressVPN. How do you think those big tech companies like Twitter make all their cash? Well, the answer is they track everything you do online, your searches, your video history, all of it, and then they sell your personal data. ExpressVPN helps you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address, a unique identifier that every device has that allows big tech to match your activity back to you. That's why I use ExpressVPN on all my devices, to make it much more difficult for them to exploit my data for their own profits. The best part is how easy it is to use the ExpressVPN app. I just tap one button on my phone or computer to turn it on. That's all it takes to keep people out of my business. Visit ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro right now. Get 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro, expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. I've been using it for years. It keeps me safe online. It makes sure that nobody can see what I'm doing online because, again, that's just my business. expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro to get started. Now, there's been a lot of talk about polarization in American politics and what the left will call asymmetric polarization. What they will suggest that the right-wing Republican Party has moved further right. That is not true. You cannot name a position on which the Republican Party, except for perhaps immigration, has become more right-wing over the course of the last 20 years. That position does not exist. It doesn't exist. I can name you half a dozen positions where the Democratic Party has moved significantly to the left, ranging from their tax policy to their policing policy to abortion to same-sex marriage to the transing of the children. Just over and over and over again, Democrats move significantly to the left. If there has been a polarization in terms of policy positions, you can say that the Republican Party has polarized in terms of its stylistic moves. Like Donald Trump was stylistically different from Republicans of the past, who were much more conciliatory and more civil. And by the way, the reason that Donald Trump was elected was because he was not conciliatory and not civil, and because so many Republicans were angry at the conciliatory civil Republican Party that it seemed to go along with the lie that we were going to remain on the top of that slippery slope curve. Okay, but Republican, in terms of their positions, their policy positions, they've not moved to the right. If you look at the Republican platform in 2004 and you look at the Republican platform in 2020, they're basically the same. It may be to the left, actually. Right? You now have mainstream members of the Republican Party voting in favor of enshrining same-sex marriage at the federal level after Obergefell. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party has moved wildly to the left. And so here is the problem for the Democrats. No one believes them anymore when they say they're not pursuing utopia. And so all Republicans have to do is point at the bottom of the slope. Now, we're not there yet, and Democrats will continue to argue that we'll never get to the bottom of the slope. But here's the thing. You shouldn't believe them. You shouldn't believe them because they're saying out loud what they want. Take, for example, Beto O'Rourke, Beto over in Texas, right? So the first time he runs for Senate against Ted Cruz, he campaigns as a moderate. And he's somewhat of a moderate Democrat running in a very red state, and he loses a close election to Ted Cruz. Then he runs for president, and he says, we're going to take your AR-15s, and we are going to come after your religious institutions to remove their nonprofit status if they don't act in ways that I like with regard to social policy, particularly same-sex marriage. And this is all stuff that Beto O'Rourke said. And that was like a two-year gap between when he ran for Senate and lost to Ted Cruz and when he ran for president. That was maybe a one-and-a-half-year gap. And all the quiet parts he started saying out loud. It was the same thing, by the way, if you go all the way back to, say, 2011. Barack Obama was against same-sex marriage in 2011. By 2013, he was the greatest advocate of same-sex marriage. So was that because he actually shifted his position, or was it because he was lying in the first place and he was lying to the American? The answer is he was lying to the American people. He was always progressive on that issue. He just had to lie to the American people because the American people didn't agree with him. And you see this over and over. Well, you keep doing this over and over, and people aren't going to believe you anymore. So all Republicans have to do is point at what the end of that arc looks like. What does the bottom of that slope look like? Are Americans willing to go there? Because while Democrats keep claiming they'll go this far and no further, we have no evidence to believe that this is the case. Historically speaking, we have no evidence to believe that when given the opportunity, Democrats will not shove us over that cliff every single time. So, for example, as we talked about on the show, there is a Virginia Democrat who has now introduced a bill to prosecute parents who refuse to treat children as members of the opposite sex. According to Yahoo News, Virginia Democratic delegate Elizabeth Guzman is seeking to introduce legislation that would hold parents criminally liable for refusing to treat their children as a different sex from the one they were born into. The legislation, which Guzman plans to introduce in Virginia's upcoming legislative session, would expand the definition of child abuse so parents could be charged with a felony or misdemeanor for refusing to honor their child's request to be treated as the opposite sex. Guzman said if the child shares with those mandated reporters what they are going through, we are talking about not only physical abuse or mental abuse, but the job of that mandated reporter is to inform Child Protective Services. Now, I've been warning about this for years, and there's going to come a time when Democrats, if given enough power, would sick Child Protective Services on any parent who refuses to go along with the lie that their boy is a girl. The move came in response to Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's latest policy initiatives, which empowered parents to exercise control over whether and how children transition gender in school, which, of course, used to be called the status quo. The status quo used to be called your boy is a boy and your girl is a girl. Glenn Youngkin took the moderate position that if your boy seeks to be treated as a girl in school, at least you got to tell the parents. And this is too much for the Democrats. They say that that should now be considered child abuse. Again, if you think the Democrats aren't moving in this direction, I question as to why you would think that. And what makes you think that Joe Biden, if freed of all of the burdens of governance, if freed of public opinion, would not do that? He has said that healthcare requires that we trans the children. Healthcare requires hormones for nine-year-olds who say they're a member of the opposite sex. Gender-affirming healthcare requires that we carve fake vaginas into boys at the age of 16, 17, 18 years old. This stuff is very important. So why wouldn't it be considered child abuse if a parent refuses to go along with it? Again, the end point of the slippery slope is there specifically because the principle being established by the Democratic Party encompasses all of that. If you truly believe that it is child abuse to refuse to go along with the delusions of your child with regard to their own gender or sex, delusions promoted by a socially contagious media apparatus that creates virtue in not believing that you are a member of your genetic sex. If that's your principle, why wouldn't that extend to the notion that a parent is abusing their child for not going along with all of that? We'll get to more of this in just a moment, but first a word from our partners at Noble Gold.
NobleGoldInvestments.com. Inflation is real, and the rate only seems to be going upwards. Soon, $1 million in your retirement account won't even last as long as you need it. Look, you need to store the value of your money, and you need to do it fast. The solution is NobleGoldInvestments.com. A precious metals IRA acts like a shield for inflation. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're truly a natural choice for your retirement portfolio. Act now, and with any qualified purchase, mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. You heard right. Just mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Don't let inflation affect you or your retirement one more day. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Investment involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up, the left keeps saying that The slippery slope fallacy. It's a fallacy, you guys. Well, then why does California keep pushing more and more radical policies? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Fight!
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the left keeps pushing more and more radical policies, and then they deny that they are doing it. It's just a slippery slope fallacy, guys. They're not going to end up at the bottom of the slope. Well, in California, they already are. So, if you and your spouse disagree on whether your boy is a boy or your boy is a girl, and you grab your kid, and you go to California, and you start transing the kid, California now says that you are immune from prosecution. It's questionable as to whether even if a minor decamped from their home in, say, Oklahoma to California and started receiving transgender care without the permission of their parents, that would be any sort of problem in the state of California. The bottom of the slippery slope is there, and it is visible, and it is in sight. It is the vision of the bottom of the cliff as you are falling. And what Democrats keep telling you is that the 99—you jumped off a 100-story building. 95 stories down, everything's okay so far, you haven't hit the ground. But the ground's coming closer, and we are going to hit it. And so if you wish to defeat the possibility of us hitting the bottom of that slippery slope, you actually have to put roadblocks in the way. And Democrats are being very clear about what it is they want here. It's not as though they are really hiding the ball. I mean, they lie and they say, well, we're not seeking to create a social contagion. We're not seeking to take your kids away from you. We're not saying that you can't raise your kids. That's exactly what they're saying. It's just a question of how long it takes for them to get to the logical endpoint of what it is they're already advocating. This, of course, will involve overthrowing religious freedom. The House Democrats have already pushed the so-called Equality Act, which is an attempt to essentially destroy religious freedom in the United States. The basic idea is that federally, there are now the prohibition on quote-unquote discrimination on the basis of both sexual orientation and gender identity across multiple sectors of American life, including employment, housing, public education, and financing, as well as credit markets and jury service. There would be no carve-out for religious freedom in this bill whatsoever. And they're saying the quiet part out loud. The slippery slope is not a fallacy. It is quite real. And this holds on literally every issue. It holds with regard to abortion. If Democrats had their druthers, they would not be taking a moderate position on abortion. They would be legalizing abortion to birth. And we don't have to speculate about this. This is literally what they did in New York State. If Democrats had their druthers, they would have no legal limits on abortion. Katie Hobbs, the candidate for governor in Arizona, she said this out loud on CBS's Face the Nation.
What would the Hobbs administration's weak limit be for abortion access? If it's not 15 weeks, what is it?
Look, abortion is a very personal decision that belongs between a woman and her doctor. The government and politicians don't belong in that decision. We need to let doctors perform the care that they are trained and take an oath to perform.
So if an Arizona voter were to conclude from your previous answer that you do not favor any specific weak limit on abortion, would they be correct?
I support leaving the decision between a woman and her doctor and leaving politicians entirely out of it.
There are no limits. No limits. And by the way, the corollary of this will be the doctors will be forced to perform abortions in Democratic states. Because after all, religious freedom would be you encroaching on somebody else's quote-unquote right to choose. It's true on issues of crime, for example. If Democrats had their druthers, as they do in many places like San Francisco, crime would essentially be allowed to flourish. And John Fetterman is running for Senate right now. John Fetterman, 11 different times, called for releasing one-third of the inmates. Literally one-third of inmates in Pennsylvania. Here is John Fetterman talking about that.
Dr. Oz is spreading lies on TV about John Fetterman. It's proven false.
We could release a third of our inmates and not make anyone less safe.
He said something remarkable that I agree with. He said, we could reduce our prison population by a third and not make anyone less safe.
You could release a third of our inmates and not make anyone less safe.
If we could reduce our prison population, we could return these individuals back to their families, back to their communities, and everyone is safer or better off.
This is what you're saying in San Francisco, where the CEO of a company called Cotopaxi, which is a gear company, they are abandoning San Francisco, saying that they have no ability to run a shop over there. Quote, our team is terrified. They feel unsafe. Security guards don't help because these theft rings know security guards won't and can't stop them. It's impossible for a retail store to operate in these circumstances, especially when cities refuse to take any action. The city recently announced a reduction of police presence in the neighborhood despite mass-scale crime. So is it a slippery slope? Or is it just kind of what you guys want and you want to obscure that fact? Keep saying slippery slope fallacy as you continue to toboggan down the slippery slope. This is true on environmental issues as well. Now, California has already made clear that they want to ban all sale of gas-powered cars by 2035. Meanwhile, they're not increasing the amount of power available to their grid. So they're going to prevent you from being able to drive the car that you want. And they're going to do so on the basis of a technology that's not ready and on the basis of a grid that requires fossil fuels to run in the first place. So herein lies the problem for Democrats. Their base is more and more and more radical these days. It is college-educated white women. It is members of the media. It is the blue checks on Twitter. And they try to agglomerate all of that with low-income voters. This is the Democratic coalition. Well, that Democratic coalition is not in line with what most Americans want. And the utopia that Democrats seek is also not in line with what most Americans want. And so over and over and over again, they'll say that people are exaggerating. This isn't really what they want. This is not really what they are seeking. If this isn't really what you're seeking, then why is it that you say all of this stuff 5 years ago and then it materializes? Why is it that every prediction made about where you guys would be 5 years from now has come true? Go back in history and look at what Republicans were saying Democrats would be doing circa 1995. And we are so much further than Republicans even thought Democrats were going to be than anyone could have imagined. And here's the real problem with that slippery slope. And in the slippery slope graph, it shows, again, a very shallow sort of curve, and then boom, you drop off a cliff. The problem is there is no end to the bottom of the cliff. There's no end point. As soon as you think we've reached the end point, you say they can't go any further. They then proceed to go further. And this is why Democrats are in a world of hurt right now. All they had to do was not be crazy, but they also had to convince Americans they were not going to be crazy. Instead, they decided to both be crazy and also to pursue incredibly crazy rhetoric that is going to lead Americans not to believe them when they then claim moderation in a general election. Alrighty, coming up, all of this stuff is coming back to haunt Democrats. We have some new congressional generic polling. It is very bad for the Democrats. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Spooktacular savings going on now at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive, where they offer free estimates and are about 30% less than the national average. Mako also works with most major insurance companies. So whether it's a dent or a ding, a minor fender bender, or a full body repair and paint job, Mako has you covered. Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. It is amazing that the Democrats are about to get shellacked as badly as they're about to get shellacked. The Real Clear Politics polling average currently has Republicans up 2.8 points. That's the biggest Republican lead since late June. Now there are more polls. Those polls are showing that gap continuing to increase. The latest polls actually have that gap up to 3.3 points. It looks like the hard break of a red wave, according to Dan McLaughlin, who does poll analysis over at National Review. Monmouth has Republicans up on the generic ballot. R plus six. Economist YouGov has R plus one. But again, this doesn't take into account the sort of red shift, because one of the big problems here is that polls historically have undersampled Republicans. So if it says R plus six in that Monmouth poll, it could easily be R plus eight. An Economist YouGov poll that has Republicans up just one, that could easily be an R plus three. And so there's a reason why 538 is now suggesting that the Democratic chances of taking the Senate are dropping like a stone. Just a few days ago, those chances were in the 70s. Today, it's a 59% chance. By the end of next week, I'll guarantee that it's in the low 50s. Democrats are falling apart, again, because of their radical attempts. Now, what this means for Republicans is when you take office, guys, do the popular stuff. Stop the Democrats from doing what they're doing, and then pursue popular policies that throw roadblocks in the way of the Democrats' radical agenda. Don't go with your most radical members of Congress. Don't do that. Because then Democrats will use the slippery slope fallacy in reverse, right? They'll say, well, what Republicans actually want is they want to just dismantle the entire welfare state, and they want to throw everybody on Social Security, off of their Social Security, all the rest of this kind of stuff. Republicans have, thus far, you can't find a single Republican in office who's advocated for any of that stuff, but Democrats will do that. So put your best foot forward when you actually get into governing position. With that said, Democrats are in serious trouble right now. John Fetterman is now, according to the latest poll, in a dead heat with Dr. Oz. And not to pat myself on the back, but I said probably 6 weeks ago that that race was going to get a lot closer, and I thought that Oz might take that race. Well, yesterday, Joe Biden arrived in Pennsylvania for what has to be one of the most awkward campaign stops in recent memory. So John Fetterman, who had a stroke and cannot process auditory information correctly, was meeting with Joe Biden, who cannot speak out of his face hole. So that was weird. It was also weird to see John Fetterman. He showed up in a suit, and He kind of looks like Mr. Turtley Turtle from that Dana Carvey movie. Like, his head does not fit his body. It's less clear when he wears the Carhartt sweatshirts and the oversized baggy shorts. But when he's wearing a suit, he kind of looks like a thumb sticking out of his suit a little bit. And that's awkward. So that John Fetterman did wear a suit. He's capable of wearing a suit. And then Joe Biden made things even more awkward. So during his speech, he told John Fetterman's wife that she would be excellent in the Senate, which, saying the quiet part out loud there, dude, John Fetterman's wife has suddenly become a campaign issue because she keeps going out there and saying that members of the press should apologize to John Fetterman for noticing that he is no longer with it and all the rest of this. So John Fetterman, his wife, Joe Biden, said, your wife will be amazing in the Senate. I mean, just like Joe Biden is an amazing president, actually. So here is Joe Biden.
And John, thank you very much for running. I really do appreciate it. And Zell, you're gonna be a great lady in the Senate.
You're gonna be a great lady in the Senate. I'm so glad, John, that you're running, and your wife will make an excellent senator. Whew. Good job there, Joe. Also, we got the usual Joe Biden inability to speak the English language. So he tried to explain that he had made a once in a lifetime investment in America, and he doesn't know how numbers work.
It's infrastructure decade, a headline on my watch. Well, to help your members of Congress here today, I signed into law a once-in-a-generation investment in roads, highways, bridges, railroads, ports, airports, and so much more. Over $1.2 trillion.
over a billion, 200 billion, billion, trillion, McFillion. Joe Biden. Then he got lost again. So there, how many videos are there of Joe Biden just getting lost in the woods? Now here is Joe Biden getting lost in the woods. It's like a horror movie. So he stops at the microphone. I love when they bring in the music and he just gets confused. He's like, where am I going? I don't know. Where? Oh, this way, that way, this way, that way. Turn all around, hokey pokey. Yep, I'm going to hustle off the stage. Try not to fall down those stairs. Yep. Joe Biden. He's definitely with it. Meanwhile, John Fetterman's wife will make an excellent senator, says we're not doing interviews, which is always the best sign of a great candidate is when your wife is jumping in going, he's not answering questions. So there is John Fetterman looking very much like Uncle Fester, accompanied by his wife, who says that he will not be answering questions.
Mr. Fetterman, no. Are you satisfied with the progress of the bridge?
He's not going to be answering questions. He's just going to stand here. It's going to be great, guys. A little bit more on this in a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Well, that visit went so well that people are wondering why Joe Biden isn't going to other Senate races. The answer is no one wants him there. Nobody wants Joe Biden anywhere near a Senate race. But the White House has to deny this. They have to pretend that Joe Biden is wildly popular despite his 40% approval rating. Karine Jean-Pierre, the world's worst press secretary, she says that Joe Biden still plans to visit the battleground states, which left Mark Kelly screaming into his pillow last night.
Is the president going to go to Georgia and Nevada in the next, like, 19 days?
I don't have any travel to preview for you at this time. As you know, we're going to be in Pittsburgh and Philly today, and the president's truly excited about that.
Oh, well, no travel to preview. Well, he'll be back in Rehoboth Beach getting into that crypt. Because nobody actually wants him in these Senate races. Joe Biden was asked directly about this, and he got irritable, which always happens when he's not eating ice cream. Here he was explaining that it's not true Democrats don't want him to campaign.
John Fetterman is going to appear with you today in Pennsylvania. But there haven't been that many candidates campaigning with you.
That's not true. There's been 15. Count. Get count.
Okay, and are there going to be even more?
Yeah.
Learn to count, man. They're all campaigning with me. In my imagination. I mean, Mark Kelly was literally asked on national TV if he wanted Joe Biden to come, and he's like, no. Tim Ryan was asked in Ohio, do you want Joe Biden to show up? Tim Ryan's like, Nobody wants this guy anywhere near them. There's a reason for that. CBS interviewed some Arizonans about the upcoming election between Mark Kelly and Blake Masters. Blake Masters was trailing pretty significantly. In the latest polls, Blake Masters has been making up some significant ground. It is possible that Blake Masters pulls out that race now, right? Even a week ago, I was suggesting that Blake Masters was a real underdog in that race. Now Blake Masters is looking a lot better, partially because Carrie Lake is running a very strong top of the ticket race. She's very Trumpy. She also happens to be tremendous on television. In any case, here are some Arizona voters talking about why they don't like Mark Kelly, and the answer is Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's the worst president ever, man.
Why?
First of all, look at gas, the economy, the border. We got fentanyl. He doesn't care about it. He doesn't care about Americans.
Trump could run again. All he has to do is say, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago when I was in office? And the answer would be a resounding no.
Hello, Phoenix.
Okay, so great job there by Joe Biden. No wonder people are running away from him. So what is the fallout going to be here? The fallout is going to be, everybody is holding back on Joe Biden right now. They're holding back, but the passion of the Democratic Party base and the blue checks is not with Joe Biden. The passion of the Democratic Party base and the blue checks is with a more radical figure than Joe Biden. Now, they've been using Joe Biden as a sort of empty vessel in order to achieve victory over Donald Trump. The problem is, if Joe Biden completely shatters on impact, as it appears he's going to, he's now, I've fallen and I can't get up. And if that happens in the midterms, the knives are going to come out for him so unbelievably quickly. Jim Clyburn, I think, who really sponsored his run, right? James Clyburn in South Carolina. He was the guy who really put him over the top in the primaries against Bernie Sanders. He had an interview last night on MSNBC. And first, he tried to kind of walk his way through the idea that Democrats might still win the election. And then afterward, he sort of gave up the ghost.
And I don't know if anybody who will say I would rather pay $10 or even 10 cents or even 20 cents less per gallon and allow you to take my rights away, my voting rights away, and these other things that we know the other party is doing to suppress votes. That's a fool's choice that we will not make.
But why ask people to make that choice?
Okay, so that's Jim Clyburn trying to explain. They're going to win the midterms because people care more about abortion than $10 gas. No, that's not true. And then James Clyburn is asked the real question. And the question is, would he support Joe Biden in 2024? He's like, maybe, possibly, maybe.
Joe Biden has given us a great recovery, the largest infrastructure since Eisenhower, the largest progressive program since Lyndon Johnson's Great Society. This is nothing to sneeze at. And the American people recognize that. And I resent people who feel that we would much rather not have jobs and education so long as we can pay 10 cents less for a gallon of gasoline.
So, Congressman, if he runs again, will you again support him?
I suspect I will. I don't see why I would not.
I don't see why. No. Yeah, no, the long knives are going to come out for Joe Biden if, in fact, his team goes down to flaming defeat. And counterintuitively, what's going to end up happening is they're not going to moderate their positions. They're going to elect somebody for the nomination who is significantly more progressive than Joe Biden. Because, again, Democrats can't help themselves. They keep fibbing about whether we end up at the bottom of that slippery slope. But increasingly, they're just taking Crisco and slathering it all over the slippery slope. We're going to end up there sooner rather than later if Democrats are, in fact, elected. More on this in just a moment. But first, if you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride for the last couple of years, from the pandemic to inflation to incipient recession. I'm sure that you could use a break. Innovation Refunds can help you out. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. There's no payback. It is a refund on your taxes. The challenge is, how do you get your hands on it? How do you cut through the red tape? Get your business the refund money. Well, you head on over to GetRefunds.com. Their team of tax attorneys are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you, too. They do all the work, no charge up front. Simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just head on over to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few quick questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time, so you need to get started right now. Don't miss out. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com to start saving money today.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up, the CDC has now decided unanimously to recommend that your kid get a COVID vax. Where's the data to back that one? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Voting is your right in civic duty. It is important to know who is running for office and to know the definition of proposed measures that are set to appear on the ballot. Read up on political issues and figure out where you stand. Get out and talk to people and learn more about who could represent you and your interests. Attend local forums involving political candidates and find out if their interests align with yours. Be informed. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for re-election to the Redding City Council this November. I graduated from Stanford University and USC Law School. During my 4 years on the council, we have increased police staffing to the highest level in many years. The Nurpon open space has been cleaned up and a specialized team of law enforcement with mental health workers has been established. I want to continue this good work for the community. Please vote for me, Michael DeQuisto, this November.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Michael DeQuisto to Redding City Council 2022.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. It is perfectly obvious at this point that the CDC is operating on the basis of politics and not science. So yesterday, the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted unanimously to recommend that COVID vaccines be part of the immunization panel for small children. According to CBS News, the move, part of a series of proposed changes to documents which are revised early every year, would amount to little more than summarizing recommendations already decided by the agency's advisors. The CDC said it's important to note there are no changes in COVID-19 vaccine policy. Today's action simply helps streamline clinical guidance for healthcare providers by including all currently licensed, authorized, and routinely recommended vaccines in one document. The CDC also suggested that they are not mandating COVID-19 vaccinations. Dr. Nirav Shah, Maine's top health official, a member of the CDC advisory committee, said, indeed, there are vaccines that are on the schedule right now that are not required for school attendance in many jurisdictions like seasonal flu. Local control matters, and we honor that. But the question is, what is your evidence that we should be recommending this at all to small children? And the death rates for very young people from COVID-19 are minuscule, but verging on the non-existent. We're talking single digits in terms of healthy babies, for example, who are dying of COVID. And we're talking about a nation of 330 million people. The health effects on small children are not well known. The health effects on teenagers are not well known, which is why you've seen a bunch of countries in Europe basically say they do not want to use COVID vax on 13, 14-year-olds because of the risk of myocarditis. Shah and other members of the panel acknowledged the slew of online comments they'd received ahead of the meeting over the topic, some pleading with them not to require COVID vaxes in schools. After Thursday's vote, the agency seeks sign-off from a range of professional groups, including the American Academy of Family Physicians and the American Pharmacists Association. The new schedules for kids, adolescents, and adults will then be published in February 2023. Here's what it sounded like in the 15-0 vote. Again, no dissenters. None. Sounds like science to me, gang.
Passed 15 unanimously in favor.
Okay, again, the 15 to nothing. 15 to nothing. The fact is that we do not have any sort of long-term studies on the effects of these vaccines on small children. When you talk about me, you're talking about somebody who's a very strong advocate of vaccinations for the vulnerable and elderly. My kids are not vaxxed, nor would I get them vaxxed for COVID. They're not in serious danger from COVID on any statistical level. And the alarmism of the media led the CDC to do this. That's what this is all about. It's an echo chamber between the media and members of the bureaucracy. The media goes alarmist about kids. The bureaucracy responds. Their excuse for responding is the hysteria. And so you saw people all over the TV for years talking about how kids could not go back to school because they might infect each other with COVID.
when the reality is the kids were not dying of COVID in anything like serious numbers. Every death can be a tragedy, and also on a statistical level, the risk of death for children was significantly lower for COVID than it was of pneumonia. Nonetheless, this is now being pushed. When the CDC says, by the way, that we are not actually mandating this thing, understand that their CDC guidance is used by local cowards in order to offload responsibility for making these decisions. You see this all the time with schools. Schools, during the pandemic, would consistently say things like, yeah, we know that there's no real information on masking for kids. We know kids don't wear the masks properly. We know that kids aren't going to be able to wear an N95 that's strapped to their face the way you would in a hospital if you're in a high-risk situation. But the CDC says it's good. We're going to listen to the CDC. There's just a way for them to avoid all culpability and responsibility. The same thing's going to happen here. You're going to see a lot of school districts that say, we're going to mirror the CDC just because it's the CDC. I'm no expert, but the CDC are the experts. Well, it would be nice if the CDC actually posted their data. But I'm unaware of the CDC's data that justifies the necessity for this sort of vaccination campaign. Marty McCary, who authored a post on Substack, pointed out that there really is very little evidence with regard to any of this. You know, again, the idea here that the vaccines are necessary for children in the first place is pretty insane. And yet, they're doing it anyway. They're going to do it anyway. So again, trust the science, follow the science, except when the science doesn't exist, in which case, follow the quote-unquote experts. That's the thing that we definitely should be doing. And meanwhile, things are going amazingly well over in New York City. So the crime wave in New York City continues apace. Yesterday, police began a search for a man who struck a stranger on a sword with a sword sheath on a New York subway train. And not just a sword sheath. So apparently, one of the outcasts from Highlander arrived on the subway station on the platform in New York City and just grabbed a sheath and smacked somebody with it. According to ABC 7 New York, multiple reports came in about a man with a knife, sword, or machete who attacked a stranger on a northbound A train at the Chambers Street station, according to police. A witness who saw the scene unfold said the suspect shoved his way past a woman onto the train and then stood between the train cars before crashing through the other car door. Out of nowhere, he just sort of like forcefully opened the two doors to the other train car behind us, said Rebecca Strasberg, and just whipped out what looked like a sword, something gigantic. The rest was a bit hard to see. You could see everybody from the other train cars was moving as far as they could. Apparently, there was some sort of combat that took place in the car next door. The only word I could think of was cliche, Strasberg said. It was like a cliche and almost cinematic the way he whipped it out. I felt like I was in a fever dream. One man was hit on the head with a sword cover and sustained a slash on the forehead. He was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect was described as wearing all black with a black hat with a Marvel logo on it. So apparently, they're now in filming, live-action, real-life filming of the next Marvel film on the New York subway system. The good news is that Eric Adams is partying it up. So Chris Wallace asked Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, you know, remember that time he was elected in order to supposedly lower the crime rate, and then the crime rates didn't get lower, they actually got worse. Remember that time? He was super pro-police until the time he wasn't. So anyway, he was asked about why you're partying it up every night, and Eric Adams was like, why shouldn't I party it up every night, man? I'm mayor of New York.
You got a migrant emergency when the city is facing, like the rest of the country, an economic downturn, when you've got a crime issue. Any thought of toning it down?
Well, think about what you just said. You said we have an economic issue. My nightlife is a multi-billion dollar industry. People are afraid to go back out to restaurants. Now they see the mayor going out saying, come back out to our city.
Oh, he's doing it for public purposes, you see. He's partying it up. He's enjoying the New York City nightlife to encourage New Yorkers to go back out there and enjoy. You know what would actually encourage New Yorkers to go back out there and enjoy their lives? People not getting hit with sword sheaths on the subway. Or randomly pushed in front of the trains, like one of the cops from Superman 1 by the Lex Luthor door. And excellent, excellent governance happening right there. By the way, there is a good piece by Mark Thiessen pointing out the obvious here. So you've heard Republicans talking about crime over the past few months in advance of the election, and Democrats in the media responding by saying, well, you know, red states have higher murder rates than blue states. Well, I mean, that's true, but you know where all the murders happening? In the blue areas of the red states. This is the point that Mark Thiessen makes. He says, in most of these red states, the high murder rates are driven by the lethal violence in their blue cities. Take Missouri. It voted for Trump. It's also home to two of the most dangerous U.S. cities, St. Louis and Kansas City, both of which are run by Democrats. Earlier this year, CBS News did an analysis of deadliest U.S. cities using the latest FBI and other crime data. In 2019, it found St. Louis had the highest murder rate in the nation, with 64.54 murders per 100,000 residents. That's an extraordinary rate. Kansas City, meanwhile, had the eighth highest murder rate, with almost 30 murders per 100,000. The same is true for Louisiana. It's a red state. But Baton Rouge has the sixth highest murder rate in the nation. New Orleans has the seventh highest murder rate in the nation. Same thing for Tennessee. Memphis ranks ninth in the country, also powering the state's murder rate. Chattanooga, which was led by Democrats, and Democratic-run Nashville, and Democratic-run Knoxville. In other words, it's all the blue areas that are making the red states have high murder rates. So just well done, as always. But at least Eric Adams is able to go out and party. And to me, that's really the priority that we should be focused in on like a laser beam. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Democrats formally issue a subpoena to former President Donald Trump. The nine-member House panel sent a letter to the former president's lawyers Friday demanding his testimony under oath by mid-November. While the House panel continues to dwell on events of almost 2 years ago, the Democrat Party is increasingly worried that Republicans will make gains in deep blue strongholds like New York and Oregon. This, as a majority of Americans say, they see Republicans as the answer to the inflation and rampant crime problem.
The GOP is making competitive bids to take back governorships in both states, which reliably go for Democrats in presidential elections. Oregon has not elected a Republican governor since 1982, nor has it gone for the GOP presidential nominee since 1984. But Republican Christine Drazen could be poised this year to win the Oregon gubernatorial race over Democrat Tina Kotek, given a confluence of factors. Over New York, recent polling has also shown Governor Kathy Hochul's lead shrinking as she tries to fend off a challenge from Republican Lee Zeldin. Bernie Bennett reporting.
As the political chaos in Great Britain continues, Boris Johnson is considering a comeback bid as Britain's conservatives pick a new leader. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Former Prime Minister Boris Johnson is among several British lawmakers trying to scoop up support ahead of a short, intense contest to become the country's next Prime Minister. The Conservative Party is choosing a replacement for Liz Truss, who quit on Thursday after a turbulent 45-day term. Favourites include former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak and House of Commons leader Penny Mordaunt. The wild card is Johnson, who was forced to resign by the party just 3 months ago amid scandals. Meanwhile, opposition leaders are calling for an early general election. Charles de Ledesma, London.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Americans will be allowed to contribute more of their money to 401ks next year.
The IRS says savers with 401k and similar plans will be able to contribute up to $22,500 next year. That's up from $20,500 this year. People aged 50 and over, which have the option to make additional catch-up contributions to 401k and similar plans, will be able to contribute up to $30,000 in 2023. The IRS also raised the annual contribution limits on individual retirement arrangements, or IRAs, by $500 to $6,500. The changes make it easier for retirement savers to set aside more of their income toward building their nest egg. Keith Peters reporting.
An appeals court is temporarily blocking President Biden's student debt forgiveness program. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit ruled it will be put on hold while challenges play out. This is townhall.com. As the impact of extended pandemic school closures become clear, some educators and parents have regrets. National correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Pandemic learning loss is controversial, but the casualties of Zoom school are real. Preliminary test scores from around the country confirm that for many students, the longer they studied remotely, the less they learned. Nationally, kids whose schools met mostly online in the 2020-21 school year performed 13 percentage points lower in math and 8 percentage points lower in reading, according to a 2022 study by Brown University. I'm Jennifer King.
Canada's Prime Minister freezing handgun sales and transfers. Justin Trudeau announced a ban on any exchange of handguns between people, in addition to a ban on gun imports in that country. Apple has another iPhone update this Monday. iOS 16.1 will allow iPhone, iPad, and Apple TV users to access Fitness Plus, even if they don't have an Apple Watch. More on these stories at townhall.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bai. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. It's time to stand up against big tech. Protect your data at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Okay, so UK Prime Minister Liz Truss has now resigned. She announced this yesterday. She lasted in office 45 days, or apparently four Scaramucci's, as they say in the online world. You remember Anthony Scaramucci was the press secretary for Donald Trump for approximately 11 days before he was decapitated. Well, now Liz Truss is out. That was the shortest tenure in the history of the UK for any prime minister. So I guess that she now gets to be a trivia question. Here she was announcing it yesterday.
I have therefore spoken to His Majesty the King to notify him that I am resigning as leader of the Conservative Party. This morning I met the chairman of the 1922 committee, Sir Graham Brady. We've agreed that there will be a leadership election to be completed within the next week.
Why did this happen? And this has become the open question. So a bunch of people out there are like, it's because Liz Truss promised tax cuts. It's because of the tax cut promise that this happened. Okay, it's not really because of the tax cut promise. Yes, the tax cut promise threw the bond markets into turmoil because it looked as though she was loosening up the money supply. And she had promised some subsidies, some tax cuts. It looked like she was loosening the monetary supply. And when that happened, the bond yields went up, meaning that the price of bonds went down. And so, sure, you can blame that on Liz Truss. Or you can point out the fact that if an economy like the UK cannot sustain a fairly minor and moderate tax cut, then perhaps there are real systemic issues in order in the UK. Now, the UK has a debt-to-GDP ratio of approximately 80%. That's not a good number. That ratio has been rising dramatically over the course of the last 40 years. And so what we should be looking at when we look at the UK is just politicians rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. And this is the entire West right now. We have spent the last several decades promoting big-spending social welfare policy. We have not paid the price for any of it. We have raised taxes to try and compensate, but it turns out you can't just raise your taxes out of this thing. Not the way we're spending. We have decided that we are going to spend ourselves into oblivion. We are going to borrow on every dollar that we have. The only reason the United States is doing well is because we are the least bad bet on the block. Right? All this has to do, the United States is basically the old joke, right? The joke about the two guys who are running away from a bear, and one of them stops, put on his tennis shoes, and the guy says, "That's not going to help you. The bear's going to catch you." He says, I don't have to outrun the bear. I have to outrun you. That's the United States in the world economy. We just have to be less bad than everybody else. But that doesn't mean that the chickens aren't going to come home to roost financially for the United States either. So what exactly happened with Liz Truss? According to the Wall Street Journal, she said Thursday she'd resign, making her the shortest serving prime minister in British history after a tumultuous 6 weeks that saw her try to push through a risky tax cut plan, only to be forced by financial markets into a humiliating retreat that caused her political authority to disintegrate. The 47-year-old is the third Conservative Party leader pushed out of office in as many years, less than 2 months after her predecessor, Boris Johnson, was also ousted by lawmakers following a series of scandals. Now, he was ousted for a couple of reasons. He had a couple of scandals, including that he was out partying during COVID. But one of the reasons he was also ousted is because Boris Johnson did not govern particularly conservatively. He spent an awful lot of money. He promoted COVID lockdowns. He was a heavy environmentalist. He achieved Brexit, but that's about all he achieved. And so he was ousted by sort of the right wing of his party. Then the right wing of the party took over. They promised some tax cuts. And then the left wing of the party jumped back in and was like, no, this is bad. Within hours of the announcement, conservative lawmakers were jostling to position themselves behind a new leader. Trust his successor will have to navigate a political crisis and economic turbulence with Britain dealing with stagflation. The new leader is almost sure to face a long winter of discontent with real wages forecast to fall, labor unions promising a series of strikes, and many voters demanding elections. An emboldened Labor Party in opposition will only make that job tougher. By the way, if the Labor Party were to take over, you think the economy in the UK is going to get better or worse? If they start just unleashing the spending, which is what the Labor Party typically does, you think that's going to make things better systemically or worse systemically? The frontrunner right now to replace Truss is former Chancellor of the Exchequer Rishi Sunak, followed by Cabinet Minister Penny Mordaunt, according to oddsmakers. There are rumors among conservative lawmakers that Johnson might show up again and run for leadership again. Anand Menon, a politics professor at King's College London, said it's going to be an ugly week for the conservatives. They're very deeply divided on basic ideology. Ideology is what's supposed to keep the party together. British voters and businesses can hope a conservative lawmaker will choose a successor who will provide some stability and continuity. Political instability is a major source of economic uncertainty. 35% of businesses said that was weighing on their activities in Britain right now. So the process over there is a little bit recondite. Conservative lawmakers will pick their new leader from among their own ranks. To expedite the process, the Conservative Party said candidates need to secure the backing of at least 100 lawmakers by Monday afternoon to make it through to the next round of voting. There are 357 Conservative lawmakers in total. If only one candidate clears the threshold, that person automatically becomes the prime minister. So basically, the Conservative Party over there is a mess, and it's a mess because they have no internal cohesion as to what exactly they would like to do. A little bit more on this in a moment, but first a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
According to the Wall Street Journal, John Sindro reporting, the future of UK economic policy may not yet have a name associated with it, but it has an acronym, OBR, or Office for Budget Responsibility. On Thursday, Liz Truss resigned as British Prime Minister after only 45 days on the job. Her expansive fiscal plans led to a slide in the pound and a sell-off in government bonds. In theory, predicting what policies will follow her political demise is near impossible. The Conservative Party is in chaos. A general election could feasibly be called ahead of the January 2025 deadline, with the center-left opposition party leading the polls by almost 30 percentage points at this point. In reality, Truss's missteps all but tied the hands of whoever comes next, whether they hail from the right or the left. A large part of the case levied against her was that when announcing her policies, Truss didn't initially run them by the Office of Budget Responsibility. That independent fiscal watchdog was created in 2010 under Prime Minister David Cameron, who put austerity at the center of his political platform. In recent years, it had faded into the background. Now, OBR oversight has once again emerged as a supposed guarantor of financial stability. In all probability, it will be seen as necessary even by the Labour Party, which has successfully used market turmoil as a political argument against the Conservatives. Did the crisis really show the financial limits the British governments must observe? Probably not. Had the Bank of England bought gilts more decisively, the mini-budget would likely have been easily absorbed. And this is really the point. The Bank of England, they could have bought up the bonds to prevent the melting down of the British pension system, and then she would have gotten her tax cuts. But they didn't. They basically left her out there to dangle. Also, when the central bank did intervene, the pound shot upward, not downward, which suggests investors didn't fear that monetizing the country's debt would lead to an inflationary spiral. What the crisis did reveal were the political limits of fiscal policy, at least during times of high inflation. The Bank of England governor, Andrew Bailey, his interventions were tame because he didn't want to be seen as abetting the government. Given his mandate to bring down inflation, he had a stake in trying to reverse the fiscal push. So finally, basically what happened here is when you outsource all your authority to the central bank and then you push for a tax cut, and the price of the bonds drops. Theoretically, you could have the central bank buy all those bonds, right? Shore up the price of the bond market by buying all those bonds, that gilts are bonds in the UK. They could have bought up all the bonds and basically held up the bond market. But the Bank of England governor did not want to be seen as holding up Liz Truss's premiership. So instead, he basically just left her out there on the line to dangle. So what exactly is going to happen from here on in? Well, probably no tax cuts, obviously. You're going to see some austerity measures, you would think. Keeping the OBR on board will mean stricter political limits. While just a forecasting body, it imposes an implicit requirement to keep projections for public debt flat as a percentage of GDP. The problem is that this metric has been proven historically useless as a measure of nation's financial health, whereas genuinely important variables such as productivity growth have proven impossible to forecast. Here's a case in point. The new Treasury chief put in place by Truss last week has sworn to abide by OBR debt forecasts, which will mean total savings about 72 billion pounds. It's about $81 billion. This will affect not only the 45 billion pounds in ill-advised tax cuts, but also the energy guarantee, which actually the markets liked, despite costing more than 150 billion pounds. She had said that she was going to basically grant a subsidy to energy markets. Departmental spending, perhaps even pensions, look like they are on shaky ground. Given the unpopularity of raising taxes too much, OBR compliance is also likely to limit any government ambitions for a green investment push, for example. So, basically, you now have the fiscal masters who are pushing austerity. And then they're going to blame the Conservative Party for pushing austerity programs. Basically, when you are pushed into a fiscal corner here, you have two choices. You can try to outgrow the debt, or, which is what Truss is trying to do, or you can cut your way. And Truss is trying to outgrow the debt, right? She's going to increase the spending, but she's also going to presumably increase economic growth. And she was undercut by the Bank of England, which disagreed with her during an inflationary spiral. They said, we're not going to take the political hit for increasingly high inflation rates. So as the Wall Street Journal points out, UK Prime Minister Liz Truss's resignation is a stark reminder of how high inflation and rising interest rates have changed the name of the game for politicians and narrowed their room to maneuver. For the past decade, low inflation and ultra-low interest rates gave governments around the world room to spend more and pile on debt without alarming investors. Those days are over. With central banks tightening monetary policy, political leaders are less able to borrow money without raising questions about how they're going to repay it. In part because higher borrowing costs make debt more expensive. In part because the government already loaded up on debt during COVID-19. Britain is a case in point. Debt as a proportion of economic output went from about 80% pre-pandemic to roughly 100% now. Truss found this out the hard way. She and her ex-Treasury chief, Kwasi Kwarteng, wanted to stoke growth by slashing taxes while also splashing out billions of pounds on subsidies to protect homes and businesses from energy bills. This was going to be paid for by borrowing rather than spending cuts. That same plan a year or two ago might not have raised many eyebrows. This time around, the market reaction was severe. The pound sank to a record low. A chaotic sell-off of UK government debt compounded by an unforeseen problem in the pension market forced the central bank to step in and spend billions of pounds to stabilize that bond market. Truss eventually had to backtrack on her plans. Her credibility and popularity were in tatters. She was forced to resign by her own party. According to Jonathan Portes, professor of economics at King's College London, he said he'd be wary of drawing the conclusion markets will always demand their pound of flesh in spending cuts instead of more borrowing. He said he believed spending cuts carried out by the UK in the years after 2012 in the name of austerity were wrong because interest rates at the time were low, so you could borrow. But he said this time they're rising. The UK's new chancellor, Jeremy Hunt, has largely made peace with the markets. He shoved the lion's share of the tax cuts. He promised eye-watering spending cuts to bring debt under control in coming years, foreshadowing some tough decisions for the Tory party in the weeks and months to come. So, again, this is what happens when you have systemic problems in your spending policy over the course of decades. It makes it very, very difficult to maneuver. And that's precisely what happened to Liz Truss. So, message for the United States. Either you gradually lower your spending now and get yourself under control right now, or this is coming to a government near you. And the possibility that a tax cut will set this off as opposed to a giant spending binge in the United States, unlikely because the tax cuts that are on the table are fairly minor by comparison. But if you actually delegate, it turns out, all of your economic policy to central banks are in control. When political actors try to take back control of the economic situation, the central banks can punish them. And that's precisely what happened to Liz Truss right here. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, you ever hear of data brokers? They're the middlemen who collect and sell all those digital footprints you leave online. They can stitch together detailed profiles, which include your browsing history, online searches, and location data. Then they sell that profile off to a company that delivers you a targeted ad. No biggie, right? Well, you might be surprised to learn that these same data brokers are also selling your information to the Department of Homeland Security and the IRS. I actually don't want the tax man showing up at my door because of some search I did on my phone, so to mask my digital footprints, I protect myself with ExpressVPN. One of the easiest ways for brokers to aggregate data and tie it back to you is through your device's unique IP address. That also reveals information about your location. When you're connected to ExpressVPN, your IP address is hidden, which makes it much more difficult for data brokers to identify who you are. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of network traffic to keep your data safe from hackers on public Wi-Fi. That's the reason I have ExpressVPN downloaded on all my devices, phone, computer, even my home Wi-Fi router. All I do is tap one button to turn it on, and now I'm protected. It is indeed that easy. Make sure your online activity and data is protected with the best VPN money can buy. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro right now. Get 3 extra months free through my special link. That's expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro to learn more. Alrighty, coming up, you keep hearing from your journalisming experts that you should listen to the reporters in places like the Gaza Strip. There's only one problem. Some of those reporters might like Hitler. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, very awkward situation for Thomson Reuters on one of their Middle East reporters they recommend. So, for those who don't follow Middle Eastern journalism, very often the way that the wire reports report on the Middle East is they have an embedded freelancer in a place like the Gaza Strip. And that person's work is basically vetted by Hamas. You saw this during the last Gaza war. Very often, information that would come out of the Gaza Strip is censored by Hamas. They literally will not allow you in there to report unless you are a member of their coterie. Well, Reuters thought that it had found just an amazing, amazing candidate for a journalist. The Thomas Reuters Foundation had given the Kurt Schork Prize for International Journalism to a Palestinian journalist named Shatha Hamad. They had said that she was objective and she was doing an amazing job. There's only one problem. It turns out that Shatha Hamad loves Hitler and glorifies terrorism. Oops. She literally put out a statement November 24th, 2014, quote, "Me and Hitler are one. Friends and sleep together, but we have the same mentality, like, for example, the extermination of the Jews." Awkward. HonestReporting.com uncovered all of this. The post that they uncovered included dozens of violent and anti-Semitic clarion calls, such as one in which he eulogized the quote-unquote martyrs who killed five quote-unquote settlers during the 2014 Jerusalem synagogue massacre, where two Palestinian terrorists attacked worshippers with axes, knives, and a gun. Hamad strongly denied that the post was hers, but the Thomson Reuters Foundation, the Kurt Schork Memorial Fund, they rescinded their award to her. This is worth remembering. And when you look at the way that international politics is covered, it is certainly worth remembering that one of the most funny things about reading the newspapers, if you're an expert on any particular topic, or you're an expert on your plumbing business, and you read how the New York Times reports on plumbing, like, they have no idea what they're talking about. And this person has never met a plumber. This person has never actually unclogged a toilet. And they're writing about plumbing, and I can see that they don't know what they're talking about. Then you turn over to the foreign policy page, and you're like, probably they know what they're talking about. Probably they do not know what they're talking about. And you always have to take into account the names on the byline when you are reading stories, particularly in areas of the world that do not have freedom of journalistic travel, that do not allow people to report freely from these areas. It's just a perfect example. Now, speaking of anti-Semitism and Jew hatred, there is, as we mentioned yesterday on the show, a YouTuber who I frankly had been unfamiliar with named Ethan Klein. And on his show, he suggested that he was joking. He said that if there was another Holocaust, I should be gassed first, which is not a wonderful thing to say. As I said on the show yesterday, I would hope that in another Holocaust, he and his family escaped, because I'm not a terrible person. But he said this, and then apparently the video was deleted from YouTube. And now he's whining about it. He's very, very upset about it. He said it was just a joke. Mean. So the joke I was suspended for simply points out that Ben, who is desperate to be accepted by his Christian nationalist friends as white, will only ever be seen by them as a useful idiot and, sadly for him, a Jew. Guys, I'm pretty sure that the people who like the show and listen to my stuff know I'm a Jew. Not exactly hiding it. I'm pretty sure that they see me as a Jew because I'm a Jew. You can tell by the funny hat on my head that I wear literally every day since my childhood. But Ethan Klein, being not a very good person and a tacit excuse maker for genocidal terror groups like Hamas, he's trying to claim that he is the real fighter against anti-Semitism. He says he is constantly excusing, enabling, and platforming real anti-Semitism. This is coming from a guy who literally put out a post last year making excuses for, again, genocidal terror group Hamas. Okay, so what does this mean? Should Ethan Klein lose his video on YouTube? No. In principle, he should not. I'm very much in favor of the idea that platforms should be extremely loose about what they allow on their platforms. If these platforms proclaim that they are for free speech, they shouldn't be removing videos, even videos that I find to be gross and or despicable. I will add one proviso. If you are, as Ethan Klein appears to be, a person who revels in the cancellation of others, I will shed zero tears for you and you deserve everything you have coming. Ethan Klein, in 2022, as in earlier this year, tweeted out, quote, "Years ago, I interviewed Jordan Peterson before I was very familiar with his politics. He was an interesting guest who I enjoyed sitting with. But especially now, I can see he's a dangerous gateway to the alt-right transphobia and COVID misinfo. I removed both interviews today." Jordan responded at the time, quote, "I should warn you that those who engage in cancel culture generally live to regret it. I'm not going to come after you, except politely in this Twitter stream. But the chickens will definitely come home to roost." So now Ethan Klein is crying salty tears over his YouTube video being, by the way, I never called for his YouTube video to be removed. Right? I never said that. In fact, I don't think it should be removed. But we all play by the same rules around here. And if this is the game that you choose to play stupid games, win stupid prizes, you deserve everything you have coming to you. I'm not going to stand in the way of the cancel culture mob when you have fed that mob and incentivized that mob and been a member of that mob. Ethan Klein tweeted out in teary rage, "They are currently the greatest beneficiaries of cancel culture, identity politics, and moral outrage. It's incredible They have become the party of free speech while decrying and lobbying for my deplatforming. They both condemn and defend cancel culture in the same breath. Do you own a mirror? Do you? I will refrain from any comments about the appearance of the person who ought to own a mirror here. So, well done there. Again, this happens all the time, unfortunately, for the left. They're constantly engaging in the cancellation of others, people who are well within the political mainstream. And then, when the cancel culture mob comes for them, they start whining about it. Oh my God, it's such a... Or, alternatively, they start to bow and cower before the mob. Well, I really had it coming. This is the Seth Rogen strategy. The Seth Rogen strategy is all those jokes that I told 10 years ago, instead of defending them and taking the hit, I'm just going to say, I'll cancel myself. Cowardice at the highest levels. So one standard for everyone. That is the way that all of this should work. So there will be no tears shed for Ethan Klein's temporary suspension from YouTube on this end, even though I believe that he should not be suspended for comments like the one that he made. Alrighty, coming up, we'll be joined by Senate candidate Blake Masters in Arizona. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Spooktacular savings going on now at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive, where they offer free estimates and are about 30% less than the national average. Mako also works with most major insurance companies. So whether it's a dent or a ding, a minor fender bender, or a full body repair and paint job, Mako has you covered. Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCMR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. Joining us on the line is Blake Masters. He is the Senate Republican candidate in Arizona. He grew up in Tucson, Arizona. He's a successful business person and author. He's running as the Republican nominee for the United States Senate in Arizona against the Democrat incumbent Mark Kelly. Blake, thanks so much for joining the show. Really appreciate it.
Great to see you, Ben. Thank you.
So why don't we begin by talking about the latest polling data. So the polling data, which just a few weeks ago had you down 6, 7, 8 points, now has you basically in a dead heat with Mark Kelly. What exactly changed? Is this just the voters of Arizona are finally tuning into the race a couple weeks out?
There's some of that, but, you know, we've also been working hard. I'm definitely outworking Mark Kelly. We're doing more grassroots events, more media interviews. We're just getting our message out. And our message is, hey, look around you, right? Who likes this wide open southern border with all the fentanyl coming through, all the illegal immigration, crushing inflation? We'll talk about that. Some of the worst inflation in the country we're suffering from right here in Arizona. Violent crime is going up. It's like everything that the Democrats touch is on fire. We're getting the message out that Mark Kelly's not the independent he says he is. Actually, he goes to D.C. and rubber stamps Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden's agenda. So as we get that message out, as Election Day nears, people are coming online, paying attention. Turns out people want to vote for a change.
So, Blake, the nature of the race seems to have shifted. So at the beginning of this race, it seemed like all the focus after you got past the primaries was on you. The media were paying a lot of attention to you. They were talking about how your candidacy was out of the box. There was an attempt to portray you as a sort of radical right winger well outside the mainstream. Now it looks from all available sources that the media has shifted some of their attention away from you and toward Mark Kelly, and particularly to Joe Biden, because Mark Kelly, for all of his protestations about being a moderate, and he's trying to run ads suggesting he's a moderate. I've been looking at his campaign ads. They're all with Republican mayors of various cities talking about how he's sort of a Kyrsten Sinema type middle of the road senator. He is not. He boasts with Joe Biden virtually all the time. You've been hammering him on that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And look, I think the media, they obviously want me to lose. And they try to push a narrative with these headlines. Oh, Blake's dangerous. Blake's extreme. I'm like, no, hi. I just want a border wall. I just want to support the police and not defund them, right? I just want our kids to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic and not how to be transgender or whatever. And so what's dangerous and what's extreme is what's actually happening to our country. And no one has done more than Mark Kelly to help this Joe Biden agenda along, to help Joe Biden drag our state and our country further and further in the wrong direction. So he can go on TV and pretend to be the late Senator John McCain, but he's no John McCain. He's not even a Kyrsten Sinema. He is a rubber stamp completely owned by Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden.
So, Blake, let's talk for a second about the fact that Mark Kelly has been really, really silent in this race. He will not campaign with Joe Biden, obviously, because Joe Biden has a very, very low approval rating. But he's also been completely silent on all of Joe Biden's policy. He, for example, has had nothing to say about Joe Biden emptying the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in advance of the midterms, which is pretty obviously a political ploy.
This is the Democrats' best hope for Mark Kelly. They just hide him away, right? It's the Joe Biden 2020 hide in the basement strategy. And then they just campaign on the airwaves. He's got a lot of money to do it. They've spent $80 million already, Ben. $80 million out the door. They'll probably spend another $1.5 million every day another 20 or 30 million until Election Day. But the Democrats are finding they can't buy it. They can't just fool people. Mark Kelly, yeah, he can run a TV ad that says, I've been focused on the border since day one. Well, it's like, really? First of all, it's just a lie. But even if you assume it's true, I guess he must be the worst and most ineffective senator of all time because his efforts have done nothing. We've got a wide open southern border and it hasn't worked. So, hey, it's nothing personal, but when someone fails at their job and then lies about it, time to fire them and get someone in there who's actually going to do the job.
So, Blake, one of the things that's made your race so interesting is the fact that there's all this media coverage with regard to outside funding, about the idea that there was not going to be sufficient funding from the senatorial campaign committee. How has all of that worked out in the end?
It's worked pretty well. You know, I've worked my tail off. We've raised over $10 million into this campaign. It's not as much as the Democrats. You can't fight them dollar for dollar. But we're raising enough to get our message out. Rick Scott at the senatorial committee, Senator Scott, he's been great. I think they've spent about $10 million in the race. You know, Mitch McConnell did cut a bunch of funding that they had reserved to Arizona. So if I'm tied now, imagine where we'd be if Senate Leadership Fund had spent $15 million. Although, you know what, Ben, I try not to feel entitled to other people's money, right? If I did, I would be like AOC or something. So my job is to win this race with or without Mitch McConnell's money. And you know what? I think we're on track to win it without. And that's all the better.
You know, Blake, one of the things that really is amazing about this race is, again, going back to Mark Kelly, he continues to portray himself as moderate. During your debate with him, he kept saying that he was actually very concerned about the mess on the border. He called it a mess. He refused to blame Joe Biden for that mess, of course. And you hammered upon this. You pointed out over and over and over again that it's Joe Biden's border policy which has created this crisis, and Mark Kelly's been complicit in that.
Mark Kelly, it boils my blood, Ben. He gets on TV and he says, I stand up to my party when they're wrong. I stand up to Joe Biden. And it's like, really? Senator, when? I would love to see him stand up to Joe Biden. He's never done it. Chuck Schumer clearly owns Mark Kelly. He does. He doesn't own Senator Sinema. I think Schumer wishes he owns Sinema, but Sinema, God bless her, it's like, she's somewhat independent. Look, I think she's too left-wing. I'd like two conservative Republicans in the U.S. Senate representing Arizona. But if you have to have a Democrat, you want it to be Sinema because on key moments, right, Build Back Better, she blocked it. The filibuster, they wanted to get rid of it. She protected it. She's shown that she's willing to be somewhat independent. She knows how to tell Schumer to go pound sand. Mark Kelly pretends to be just like Sinema, but actually he votes to the left of Bernie Sanders in the U.S. Senate. So he's just a liar. And people in Arizona, they're figuring that out. As they do, these polls tighten. I've caught him. Soon we're going to pass him and never look back.
A little bit more on this in a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Speaking of Blake Masters, he is the Republican Senate nominee in Arizona. So, Blake, you know, when you look at the abortion issue in Arizona, it's really quite fascinating. For a while there, after Roe versus Wade was overturned, there was a supposition by the Democrats that this was going to be enough to drag them over the finish line, that people would react so strongly to the possibility of any regulations on abortion that there'd be a sort of a generalized American voter freakout, and Democrats would suddenly buck every single electoral trend in modern American history and outperform in the House, outperform in the Senate. That obviously is not happening. You've campaigned openly as an extraordinarily pro-life candidate. Maybe you can talk a little bit about what your strategy has been on abortion. Some Republicans in purple states have sort of run away from it.
Well, Mark Kelly, he was lying about my views, you know, and again, just for being pro-life. And look, I'm pro-life. I'm proud to be pro-life. But when you're pro-life, the Democrats, they attack you. They say, you're a dangerous extremist. And I said, no, I am pro-life, proud of that. That means I believe in limits, right? You could debate about what the limits should be, but let's have that debate. What you can't debate is whether there should be any limits at all. But that's Mark Kelly's position. right? Mark Kelly sponsored that legislation in the Senate. It almost passed. Thank goodness Manchin blocked it. But it would have mandated legal abortion nationwide in every state up until the moment a baby is due to be born. We're talking delivery table execution, basically. And the only countries with that kind of radical no limits policy are China and North Korea. So I'm like, hey, can we just be more like every other civilized country in the world? France, Germany, my gosh, like, what are we doing here? So calling out the Democrats for their abortion extremism, that's the playbook. That's good politics. That's good policy. And that's what it was a pleasure to do on the debate stage. Turns out Republicans can win on the life issue. Most Americans, most Arizonans certainly believe in limits. And so that's the choice people have on this. They can vote for a candidate who believes in some reasonable limits, or they can vote for a candidate who pushes policy that would allow abortion up until birth, which we all know is just dead wrong.
You know, Blake, what's been fun to watch is you say something that's obviously true. I mean, in states like New York, they literally have legalized abortion all the way up to a point of birth. You can't name a single Senate Democrat who's willing to say that they would place any limits on abortion whatsoever. You say this publicly. The New York Times immediately comes out and says it's not true because, you know, late-term abortion is really rare and usually it's medical. And it's like, well, that's not what the contention was. But right. The media intervention in these races is constantly overwhelming. You've been able to push back against this. What do you think that says about the state of the media these days? The media seem to think that they have the ability to simply control how these races go. You're a great example of that not happening.
Well, they're certainly trying, right? And right now it's a fight. Like, I think my race will be close. It wouldn't be close if I had as much money as Mark Kelly or if the media were neutral. But we don't, right? So Mark Kelly's my opponent on the ballot, absolutely. But really, he's a front man. The real opponent, right, is the National Democrat machine. And the media is a big part of that. So they've got their thumb on the scale. But what am I going to do, complain about it? No. It's like slap a smile on your face, be a happy warrior, and go cut through it. I do think the media is more delegitimated now than ever before. More people are waking up. The media can tell us everything's great. But when you're paying too much for gas or groceries, and when your kid is learning this perverse gender ideology in school instead of, you know, true history or mathematics, people know in their bones that something has gone really wrong. And I think more people are looking out to alternative sources of information. People are watching your podcast. People are, reading online instead of just getting jacked into MSNBC. And so I think we have this emperor has no clothes moment that we're really close if we're not right there, where it's just if someone gets up as a candidate and says the truth, man, people are hungry for that, even if the media is going to come and try to smear them, even if Mark Kelly is going to smear me with 30 million in attack ads. It just doesn't work because all I'm doing is getting out there and trying to say the plain, simple truth as best I can see it. And I think that's resonating with voters in Arizona.
Yeah, that really is the key here, is that Kelly is masquerading as moderate, and there's nothing moderate about Mark Kelly. I mean, this is what you just keep hammering him on over and over. You called him during the debate the third senator from California, and that's effectively right. It is, again, just an amazing statement about the nature of our media that people fail to actually look at his voting record. You've been endorsed by virtually every police group in Arizona, for example. Mark Kelly pretends that he is somehow pro-law enforcement. It's kind of weird, then, that all of the police have endorsed you.
Yeah, and ask a cop on the beat in Arizona what they think of Mark Kelly. They'll tell you 90% it'll be negative, right? And Mark Kelly wants to get rid of qualified immunity. Mark Kelly wants to make it easier for criminals to sue the police. He thinks that'll help. You know, he's just along for the ride. The same people who tell Mark Kelly what to think about abortion are the same people who came up with defund the police, right? The Democratic Party's been hijacked by left-wing radical activists. It's not the Democratic Party of the 1980s anymore. And they literally think the police should be defunded. They want to empty the prisons. This is John Fetterman stuff from Pennsylvania. Mark Kelly's at least clever enough. He knows that he's got to hide those radical views. So he presents as a moderate, but he would vote in the Senate just like Fetterman. He's voting just like Bernie Sanders, even worse, actually. And so this agenda makes no sense. We need to support our police. We need to regain the will as a society to slap the handcuffs on people who do bad things, actually prosecute them and put them away. That's one way to control crime. How about we try that?
Well, that's Blake Masters. He is a candidate for Senate in Arizona. You should go check him out at BlakeMasters.com if you wish to give to his campaign in the last days of the campaign. Again, those polls are extremely, extremely tight right now. Essentially, this is a dead heat. This race is within margin of error. So congrats on the race that you're running, Blake. It's shocking, actually, for everybody who's been watching this to watch as that gap closes. And obviously, best hopes for your campaign.
Thank you, Ben. We're going to win this thing. Thank you, sir.
Well, folks, maybe one of the reasons why people like Blake Masters are gaining in the polls is because of the focus for the Democrats. So the Wall Street Journal has an analysis of where Democrats are spending their money in terms of ads running up to the election, what topics they're spending money on. And here are the top topics. Abortion, healthcare, crime, Medicare, character, taxation, special interests, jobs, law enforcement, Social Security, in that order. Those are the 10 themes most mentioned. So abortion, healthcare, crime, which is not going to cut in their favor. These are at the top of the list. For Republicans, taxation, Joe Biden, inflation, crime, Nancy Pelosi, immigration, character, energy, defund the police, criminal justice reform. So Democrats are going to lose that. Because let me just tell you what is not the number one issue for Americans right now, abortion, by any poll available anywhere. You know what are the top issues? Taxation, Joe Biden, and inflation, which is why you're starting to see this race break loose. Those polls are starting to diverge pretty widely. Republicans are running an enormous number of negative ads against Democrats, as well they should, because obviously they're going directly after the Democratic agenda. Democrats are wildly outspending in places like Arizona. Democrats have spent nearly twice as much money in Arizona as Republicans have. Blake Masters running dead even anyway, which is an amazing statement. More on this in just a moment. But first, if you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride for the last couple of years, from the pandemic to inflation to incipient recession. I'm sure that you could use a break. Innovation Refunds can help you out. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. There's no payback. It is a refund on your taxes. The challenge is, how do you get your hands on it? How do you cut through the red tape, get your business the refund money? Well, you head on over to GetRefunds.com. Their team of tax attorneys are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you, too. They do all the work, no charge up front. Simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just head on over to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few quick questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time, so you need to get started right now. Don't miss out. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com, 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 to start saving money today. Alrighty, coming up, China is ramping up its military. What are we going to do about it? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Voting is your right and civic duty. It is important to know who is running for office and to know the definition of proposed measures that are set to appear on the ballot. Read up on political issues and figure out where you stand. Get out and talk to people and learn more about who could represent you and your interests. Attend local forums involving political candidates and find out if their interests align with yours. Be informed. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
It's fall, y'all, and Black Bear Diner wants to make sure you lean into pumpkin spice season. Sip on a pumpkin cold brew made with our deliciously smooth and full-bodied coffee blend to spice up an afternoon, or top off your next dinner with a slice of creamy pumpkin cheesecake.
Start your day with pumpkin as well. Ask for pumpkin spice in your ever-popular sweet cream pancakes. We'll drizzle on some pumpkin spice sauce, add a dollop of whipped cream, and call it breakfast. Visit Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So China is ramping up its military in advance of, we don't quite know. Well, meanwhile, China is getting more and more militant. This, of course, is not a shock. Their economic agenda is failing. They have a serious demographic problem. They have a serious debt problem in China. And so they are building up their military. Now, one of the reasons they're also doing that is because they sense weakness from this administration. Part of that would be the continual maintenance of the lie that this administration did an amazing job in Afghanistan. The debacle in Afghanistan will go down in world history as an inflection point for American foreign policy. It's really only Putin's failures in Ukraine that have allowed the Biden administration to escape the consequences of their own stupidity there. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre trying to claim they did an amazing job in Afghanistan, doing her usual stellar job as press secretary.
Had success as we land. We've had success bringing Americans home from Russia, Afghanistan, Venezuela.
Oh, you had tons of success there, did you? Is that really what happened? So China looks at this and they're like, okay, the United States may be weaker than originally thought, even if Russia is also weaker than originally thought. According to the Wall Street Journal, China's military is emerging as a true competitor to the United States under Xi Jinping. The PLA now has hypersonic missiles that evade most defenses, a technology the United States is still developing. Its attack drones can swarm to paralyze communications networks. China's naval ships outnumber America's. It launched its third aircraft carrier this summer, the first to be designed and built in the country. Its defense budget is second only to the United States'. China's military has more serving members at around 2 million compared with just under 1.4 million in the United States. The question for Xi, which he has raised in public, is whether those forces are ready for battle. China hasn't actually fought a war since a brief border clash with Vietnam in 1979. Unlike American forces, who fought for most of the past two decades in Iraq and Afghanistan, China's service members have virtually no combat experience. Finding a solution short of actual war has been a priority for Xi. Xi said on Sunday, quote, "We must comprehensively strengthen military training and preparation and improve the Army's ability to win." He said the complete unification of the motherland must be realized, and it will be realized with regard to Taiwan. However, Taiwan reported few sorties by the Chinese Air Force close to the island before 2020. It says they have reached more than 1,200 so far this year. Beijing state media reported an increase in more qualified recruits to the PLA after Nancy Pelosi decided to touch down in Taiwan. But PLA publications say some officers make flawed operational decisions, struggle to lead their troops, sometimes don't understand their own orders. Rank-and-file troops are caught in a top-down system of command, potentially leaving them ill-equipped to improvise in battle situations, which is sort of like what's happened in Russia. China's political priorities mean that around 40% of new recruits' training has involved studying about the Communist Party rather than learning how to be a service member. Leaders, some of who see young Chinese as pampered products of the country's one-child policy, question whether they are tough enough to fight. And with that said, it may just become a necessity for China to do something here. Again, Xi Jinping's entire regime, very much like Vladimir Putin's, is reliant on the idea of aggressive growth. If they can't do that economically speaking, if in fact they're collapsing in on themselves, well, that means that they're going to have to get more aggressive territorially. Meanwhile, China is leveraging about 90 commercial ports around the world, according to the Wall Street Journal, in order to extend its global reach. China's aggressiveness is something that we certainly ought to keep an eye on, and that would require an increase in military spending. You know, Joe Biden, when it comes to military spending, has not been aggressive enough, like remotely aggressive enough. Actually, his suggested military budget, when you take into account inflation, is a decrease from what the budget was before. In April, Joe Biden signed off on a $29 billion spending increase to his requested fiscal year 2022 national defense budget. That is not remotely enough to outpace the cost of inflation. The national defense total in the 2022 omnibus spending bill was $782 billion. That was a 3.9% increase over the administration's request for 2022 and a 5.6% increase over 2021 appropriations. So the rebuilding of the military is also going to require a massive increase in the power of the Navy. Paul Kennedy, who's written extensively about the inability to project power without serious naval forces, has talked about the fact that the United States is seriously understaffed. The number of available ships for the United States right now is at it low ebb. That's a serious problem. I mean, this when you're facing down China, particularly, you know, a country that is very far away, the simple fact that we are understaffed on the Navy side is a really, really big problem. So is Joe Biden going to do the things necessary to face up to China? Totally unclear at this point. In fact, according to USNI News, the White House strongly opposed Navy provisions in the fiscal year 2023 Senate defense bill. So we'll see how all of this plays out. Suffice it to say, China is unlikely to look at the Biden administration and think to itself that they're going to be particularly strong on this sort of stuff, particularly since the United States provided economic aid and military aid to Ukraine, but wasn't directly involved in any sort of war. The question for China is always, when do you go? The question is when and not if. Do you wait for a Ron DeSantis administration? Do you wait for the possibility of a Republican takeover of the House? Now, what do you do here? Because Xi had better start putting some victories on the board, or he could be in possibly trouble as his tenure continues long past the time when he is usually expected to leave office, right? He's now enshrined himself as dictator for life, which is actually not good form in the Communist Party in China. Already reached the end of today's show and the end of the week. So we'll be back here Monday with much, much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. A federal appeals court issues a stay temporarily blocking President Biden's plans to forgive student loan debt. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals issued the stay Friday evening. Attorneys for six Republican-led states are asking a federal appeals court to reconsider their effort to block the Biden administration's program to forgive hundreds of millions of dollars in student loan debt. A new poll shows Republican candidate Don Bolduc gaining on Democrat incumbent Maggie Hassan in the New Hampshire Senate race. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more.
The new survey conducted by GOP pollster Fabrizio Lee and Associates says Hassan now leads her Republican challenger by just 2 points, 49-47%. That's within the margin of error, meaning the candidates are effectively tied. Other recent polls give Hassan a larger edge, with the latest Real Clear Politics average of surveys giving Hassan a 5.6% advantage. New Hampshire is one of a handful of states where Democrat incumbents hope to block the GOP from regaining the Senate majority. Bob Agnew reporting.
Well, Senator Mitch McConnell is planning to pull all of his super PAC money out of New Hampshire, which means all TV ads supporting Bolduc will be pulled as of October 25th. According to the New York Times, the removal of $5.6 million from Bolduc's campaign comes at the same time McConnell's spending close to $9 million on the campaign of pro-Trump impeachment Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. Murkowski is currently in a heated race with Trump's endorsed candidate. Seven Alaska Republican committees have issued public statements slamming McConnell's support of Murkowski. TikTok denying a report that a team based in China planned to use the app to track the locations of specific U.S. citizens. The company was responding to a report in Forbes claiming that data would have been accessed without users' knowledge or consent. And the CDC considering using an oral polio vaccine to stop an outbreak in New York City. More details at townhall.com.
The fact of pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold, the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
There's a plan to ban homeless camps on Portland streets.
Mayor Ted Wheeler says the aim is to gradually move people from street encampments to campsites designated by the city. The goal is to open at least three such sites, with the first opening within 18 months of securing funding. However, it's unclear when funding will be allocated. The sites will initially serve 125 people and provide access to basic services like food and hygiene. Wheeler says there are 700 homeless encampments across the Rose City. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Kanye West hiring Johnny Depp's lawyer from the famous Amber Heard trial. Camille Vasquez will be among a group of attorneys hired to represent Kanye's business contracts and deals. The season one finale of House of the Dragon is leaked online. The episode began circulating the internet Friday, 2 days before the episode is set to air on HBO. It appears the leak came from a distribution partner in Europe or the Middle East. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Tasia Stevens. A federal judge in Fort Worth, Texas, says the relatives of those killed in the crashes of two Boeing 737 MAX jets are crime victims. Correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Federal District Judge Reed O'Connor ruled that the relatives of people killed in the crashes of two Boeing 737 MAX planes are crime victims under federal law and should have been told about private negotiations over a January 2021 settlement that spared Boeing from criminal prosecution. O'Connor wrote, but for Boeing's criminal conspiracy to defraud the FAA, 346 people would not have lost their lives in the crashes. Some of the relatives are pushing to overturn the government's $2.5 billion agreement with Boeing. The first crash in Indonesia in October 2018 killed 189 people. Another crash 5 months later in Ethiopia, killing 157. I'm Tim McGuire.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council this November. I graduated from Stanford University and USC Law School. During my 4 years on the council, we have increased police staffing to the highest level in many years. The Nurpon open space has been cleaned up and a specialized team of law enforcement with mental health workers has been established. I want to continue this good work for the community. Please vote for me, Michael DeQuisto, this November.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2022.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. It's time to stand up against big tech. Protect your data at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, there's a truism when it comes to politics, and that is that you run to your extremes during the primaries, and then you run back to the middle during the general elections. This is true for both right and left. But one problem emerges for political parties when it turns out that people don't believe you when you run back to the middle. When you run so far to the extremes that everybody sees through the game of running back to the middle, you start to pay the price politically. And increasingly these days, this is precisely what's been happening with the Democratic Party. See, here is the thing. For a very long time, the Democratic Party has relied on the rebuttal of what they call the slippery slope fallacy. Republicans will say, you guys really want X. Right? You're pushing something else. What you really want is X. But Democrats will then say, no. We don't actually want the endpoint that you're talking about. That's a slippery slope fallacy. If we say that we want civil unions and you say, no, you want gay marriage, that's not true. All we really want is civil unions. If you say that what you want is not gay marriage, what you actually want is for my church to perform gay marriages, that's not what we want. We just want the gay marriage. If you say you want my church to perform a gay marriage, what you actually want is to indoctrinate my children in your viewpoint, then you say, no, I don't want to indoctrinate my children in your viewpoint. That's a slippery slope fallacy. But here's the thing about the slippery slope, quote unquote, fallacy. It's not a fallacy. It's a prediction. Slippery slopes are a prediction. And when it turns out that the slippery slope keeps happening over and over and over again, people stop trusting you when you say that you only want to go so far and no further. That's particularly true when the arguments that you make are what we would call in law school arguments that prove too much. When you make an argument that quote unquote proves too much, this is when you establish a principle that doesn't merely justify what you're doing now. It justifies further action in the future. So, for example, let's say that your argument is love is love. Right? All forms of sexual relationship are equally morally beneficial. All of them are good. And I said, well, that would eventually lead to you basically justifying every form of sexual arrangement up to and including pedophilia, right? That argument itself, just that argument, Not saying that you're doing it, but the argument itself, that all forms of sexual arrangement are perfectly fine, that is going to justify pretty much everything from incest to pedophilia. And you say, well, no, that's a slippery slope fallacy. That's not a slippery slope fallacy. The argument that you've established encompasses more things than you wish for it to encompass. And when you refuse to make distinctions in your logic, it makes me believe that your end goal is not actually what you say it is. It is something else. And so there's a graphic that's become quite popular online, and it shows what the supposed slippery slope fallacy looks like in broad terms. And this is the slippery slope fallacy graphic that's become very popular on Twitter, and it's about right. Basically, it shows a curve. It's a downward curve, and it's kind of gradually curving down, and then boom, it drops off a cliff. And it has a bunch of arrows pointing to the gradually downsloped curve, saying you're overreacting, you're overreacting, you're overreacting, and then we are here, pointing to the bottom of the slippery slope. And this is what keeps happening with Democrats on policy after policy after policy. They keep saying, you're overreacting. We would never do that. Not in a million years would we ever advocate for the most extreme formulation of the position that you're suggesting that we hold. And then, inevitably, about 5 years later, we're at the bottom of that curve. And this is a very big problem for Republicans, because Republicans keep believing this stuff. You have a bunch of civility-oriented Republicans who will say, no, they don't actually mean. Let's give them civil unions. They'll never want the gay marriage. We'll give them gay marriage. They're never going to want to force you to do it in church. Okay, so they're trying to force a baker to bake a cake for a gay couple. But does that really mean that they're going to come after you if you refuse to go along with their morality and how you teach your kids? Well, sure, they're doing that with the schools. But you think they're actually going to come into your home? If you keep going along over and over and over again with the lie that the slippery slope fallacy is in fact a fallacy and not a prediction, then you're going to end up at that bottom of the curve over and over and over again. And this is why I think Democrats are having a particularly tough time these days. They're having a particularly tough time because people can see that we are at the bottom of this curve. People can see that over and over and over again, when Democrats assure us that we're just at the top of the curve and that we're overreacting, they don't actually want the things we say that they want, we can see that they're fibbing. And Joe Biden had an opportunity when he came into office to basically overthrow that idea, right? Joe Biden was a figure of the status quo. Joe Biden was a supposed moderate. He was not somebody who was going to go along with the gradual lowering of that curve and then the drop off the cliff. He was going to stand like a rock in the pathway of Democratic attempts to go radical. Joe Biden was not Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden was not Ibram X. Kendi. Joe Biden was just, a typical Democrat, middle of the road Democrat, who is never going to allow American society to slip off that curve and all the way down to the bottom of the cliff, Wile E. Coyote style. Except that Joe Biden did precisely that. And what we see over and over and over again is that Democratic politicians seem patently incapable, really since the end of the Clinton era, to tell their own base no. And to make a case to the American people that they should be believed when they take a moderate policy. Because over and over and over again, outlying members of the Democratic Party, people who were considered crazy 5 years ago, are now considered central members of the think centers of the Democratic Party. Bernie Sanders was a nut for all of his Senate career. He was a useless nut from Vermont. He had somehow been elected because Vermont is a weird state filled with progressive people who live in conservative ways. It's a very strange state, Vermont. And so they elect Bernie Sanders in the whitest area of America. They elect Bernie. And Bernie, for 30 years, does nothing in the Senate. He's a complete useless person. He's a backbencher who shouts about why there should only be four types of deodorants on the shelves. And then all of a sudden, he's a thought leader. Because it turns out the Democratic Party, as always, falls off the cliff. Or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, when she first entered Congress, the idea was, yeah, so fresh, so face, but kind of extreme, right? I mean, we're not actually going to follow her down the primrose path here. And then she's on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. Over and over and over again, the Democratic Party demonstrates that they are willing to fall off that cliff. They are eager to fall off that cliff. They lie to you. They say that they're not, but they're willing and eager to fall off that cliff. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, profiling, surveillance, data harvesting. There are lots of things not to like about the big tech giants. But what can you actually do about it? We don't all have $44 billion to go buy Twitter. But the good news is you don't need to be a billionaire to take a stand. For less than $7 per month, you can join me and fight back against big tech by using ExpressVPN. How do you think those big tech companies like Twitter make all their cash? Well, the answer is they track everything you do online, your searches, your video history, all of it, and then they sell your personal data. ExpressVPN helps you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address, a unique identifier that every device has that allows big tech to match your activity back to you. That's why I use ExpressVPN on all my devices, to make it much more difficult for them to exploit my data for their own profits. The best part is how easy it is to use the ExpressVPN app. I just tap one button on my phone or computer to turn it on. That's all it takes to keep people out of my business. Visit ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro right now. Get 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro, ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. I've been using it for years. It keeps me safe online. It makes sure that nobody can see what I'm doing online because, again, that's just my business. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro to get started. Now, there's been a lot of talk about polarization in American politics. and what the left will call asymmetric polarization. What they will suggest that the right-wing Republican Party has moved further right. That is not true. You cannot name a position on which the Republican Party, except for perhaps immigration, has become more right-wing over the course of the last 20 years. That position does not exist. It doesn't exist. I can name you half a dozen positions where the Democratic Party has moved significantly to the left, ranging from their tax policy to their policing policy to abortion to same-sex marriage to the transing of the children. So over and over and over again, Democrats move significantly to the left. If there has been a polarization in terms of policy positions, you can say that the Republican Party has polarized in terms of its stylistic moves. Like Donald Trump was stylistically different from Republicans of the past, who were much more conciliatory and more civil. And by the way, the reason that Donald Trump was elected was because he was not conciliatory and not civil, and because so many Republicans were angry at the conciliatory civil Republican Party that it seemed to go along with the lie that we were going to remain on the top of that slippery slope curve. Hey, but Republican, in terms of their positions, their policy positions, they've not moved to the right. If you look at the Republican platform in 2004 and you look at the Republican platform in 2020, they're basically the same. It may be to the left, actually. You now have mainstream members of the Republican Party voting in favor of enshrining same-sex marriage at the federal level after Obergefell. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party has moved wildly to the left. And so here is the problem for the Democrats. No one believes them anymore when they say they're not pursuing utopia. And so all Republicans have to do is point at the bottom of the slope. Now, we're not there yet, and Democrats will continue to argue that we'll never get to the bottom of the slope. But here's the thing. You shouldn't believe them. You shouldn't believe them because they are saying out loud what they want. Take, for example, Beto O'Rourke, Beto over in Texas, right? So the first time he runs for Senate against Ted Cruz, he campaigns as a moderate. Now, he's somewhat of a moderate Democrat running in a very red state, and he loses a close election to Ted Cruz. Then he runs for president, and he says, we're going to take your AR-15s, and we are going to come after your religious institutions to remove their nonprofit status if they don't act in ways that I like with regard to social policy, particularly same-sex marriage. And this is all stuff that Beto O'Rourke said. And that was like a two-year gap between when he ran for Senate and lost to Ted Cruz and when he ran for president. That was maybe a one-and-a-half-year gap. And all the quiet parts he started saying out loud. It was the same thing, by the way, if you go all the way back to, say, 2011. Barack Obama was against same-sex marriage in 2011. By 2013, he was the greatest advocate of same-sex marriage. So was that because he actually shifted his position, or was it because he was lying in the first place and he was lying to the American? The answer is he was lying to the American people. He was always progressive on that issue. He just had to lie to the American people because the American people didn't agree with him. And you see this over and over. Well, you keep doing this over and over and people aren't going to believe you anymore. So all Republicans have to do is point at what the end of that arc looks like. What does the bottom of that slope look like? Are Americans willing to go there? Because while Democrats keep claiming they'll go this far and no further, we have no evidence to believe that this is the case. Historically speaking, we have no evidence to believe that when given the opportunity, Democrats will not shove us over that cliff every single time. So, for example, as we talked about on the show, there is a Virginia Democrat who has now introduced a bill to prosecute parents who refuse to treat children as members of the opposite sex. According to Yahoo News, Virginia Democratic delegate Elizabeth Guzman is seeking to introduce legislation that would hold parents criminally liable for refusing to treat their children as a different sex from the one they were born into. The legislation, which Guzman plans to introduce in Virginia's upcoming legislative session, would expand the definition of child abuse so parents could be charged with a felony or misdemeanor for refusing to honor their child's request to be treated as the opposite sex. Guzman said if the child shares with those mandated reporters what they are going through, we are talking about not only physical abuse or mental abuse, but the job of that mandated reporter is to inform Child Protective Services. Now, I've been warning about this for years, and there's going to come a time when Democrats, if given enough power, would sick Child Protective Services on any parent who refuses to go along with the lie that their boy is a girl. The move came in response to Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's latest policy initiatives, which empowered parents to exercise control over whether and how children transition gender in school, which, of course, used to be called the status quo. The status quo used to be called your boy is a boy and your girl is a girl. Glenn Youngkin took the moderate position that if your boy seeks to be treated as a girl in school, at least you got to tell the parents. And this is too much for the Democrats. They say that that should now be considered child abuse. Again, if you think the Democrats aren't moving in this direction, I question as to why you would think that. And what makes you think that Joe Biden, if freed of all of the burdens of governance, if freed of public opinion, would not do that? He has said that healthcare requires that we trans the children. Healthcare requires hormones for nine-year-olds who say they're a member of the opposite sex. Gender-affirming healthcare requires that we carve fake vaginas into boys at the age of 16, 17, 18 years old. That stuff is very important. So why wouldn't it be considered child abuse if a parent refuses to go along with it? Again, the end point of the slippery slope is there specifically because the principle being established by the Democratic Party encompasses all of that. If you truly believe that it is child abuse to refuse to go along with the delusions of your child with regard to their own gender or sex, delusions promoted by a socially contagious media apparatus that virtues, that creates virtue in not believing that you are a member of your genetic sex. If that's your principle, why wouldn't that extend to the notion that a parent is abusing their child for not going along with all of that? We'll get to more of this in just a moment, but first a word from our partners at Noble Gold.
NobleGoldInvestments.com. Inflation is real, and the rate only seems to be going upwards. Soon, $1 million in your retirement account won't even last as long as you need it. Look, you need to store the value of your money, and you need to do it fast. The solution is NobleGoldInvestments.com. A precious metals IRA acts like a shield for inflation. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're truly a natural choice for your retirement portfolio. Act now, and with any qualified purchase, mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. You heard right. Just mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Don't let inflation affect you or your retirement one more day. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Investment involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up. You know, the left keeps saying that the slippery slope fallacy is it's a fallacy, guys. Well, then why does California keep pushing more and more radical policies? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Albee. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
Voting is your right in civic duty. It is important to know who is running for office and to know the definition of proposed measures that are set to appear on the ballot. Read up on political issues and figure out where you stand. Get out and talk to people and learn more about who could represent you and your interests. Attend local forums involving political candidates and find out if their interests align with yours. Be informed. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the left keeps pushing more and more radical policies, and then they deny that they are doing it. It's just a slippery slope fallacy, guys. They're not going to end up at the bottom of the slope. Well, in California, they already are. So if you and your spouse disagree on whether your boy is a boy or your boy is a girl, and you grab your kid and you go to California and you start transing the kid, California now says that you're immune from prosecution. It's questionable as to whether even if a minor decamped from their home in, say, Oklahoma to California and started receiving transgender care without the permission of their parents, that would be any sort of problem in the state of California. The bottom of the slippery slope is there, and it is visible, and it is in sight. It is the vision of the bottom of the cliff as you are falling. And what Democrats keep telling you is that the 99—you jumped off a 100-story building. 95 stories down, everything's okay so far. You haven't hit the ground. But the ground's coming closer, and we are going to hit it. And so if you wish to defeat the possibility of us hitting the bottom of that slippery slope, you actually have to put roadblocks in the way. And Democrats are being very clear about what it is they want here. It's not as though they are really hiding the ball. I mean, they lie and they say, well, we're not seeking to create a social contagion. We're not seeking to take your kids away from you. We're not saying that you can't raise your kids. That's exactly what they're saying. It's just a question of how long it takes for them to get to the logical endpoint of what it is they're already advocating. This, of course, will involve overthrowing religious freedom. The House Democrats have already pushed the so-called Equality Act, which is an attempt to essentially destroy religious freedom in the United States. The basic idea is that federally there would now be a prohibition on quote-unquote discrimination on the basis of both sexual orientation and gender identity across multiple sectors of American life, including employment, housing, public education, and financing, as well as credit markets and jury service. There would be no carve-out for religious freedom in this bill whatsoever. And they're saying the quiet part out loud. The slippery slope is not a fallacy. It is quite real. And this holds on literally every issue. It holds with regard to abortion. If Democrats had their druthers, they would not be taking a moderate position on abortion. They would be legalizing abortion to birth. And we don't have to speculate about this. This is literally what they did in New York State. If Democrats had their druthers, they would have no legal limits on abortion. Katie Hobbs is a candidate for governor in Arizona. She said this out loud on CBS's Face the Nation.
What would the Hobbs administration's weak limit be for abortion access? If it's not 15 weeks, what is it?
Look, abortion is a very personal decision that belongs between a woman and her doctor. The government and politicians don't belong in that decision. We need to let doctors perform the care that they are trained and take an oath to perform.
So if an Arizona voter were to conclude from your previous answer that you do not favor any specific weak limit on abortion, would they be correct?
I support leaving the decision between a woman and her doctor and leaving politicians entirely out of it.
There are no limits. No limits. And by the way, the corollary of this will be the doctors will be forced to perform abortions in Democratic states. Because after all, religious freedom would be you encroaching on somebody else's quote-unquote right to choose. It's true on issues of crime, for example. If Democrats had their druthers, as they do in many places like San Francisco, crime would essentially be allowed to flourish. And John Fetterman is running for Senate right now. John Fetterman, 11 different times, called for releasing one-third of the inmates. Literally one-third of inmates in Pennsylvania. Hey, here is John Fetterman talking about that.
Dr. Oz is spreading lies on TV about John Fetterman. It's proven false.
We could release a third of our inmates and not make anyone less safe.
He said something remarkable that I agree with. He said, we could reduce our prison population by a third and not make anyone less safe.
You could release a third of our inmates and not make anyone less safe.
If we could reduce our prison population, we could return these individuals back to their families, back to their communities, and everyone is safer or better off.
This is what you're saying in San Francisco, where the CEO of a company called Cotopaxi, which is a gear company, they are abandoning San Francisco, saying that they have no ability to run a shop over there. Quote, our team is terrified. They feel unsafe. Security guards don't help because these theft rings know security guards won't and can't stop them. It's impossible for a retail store to operate in these circumstances, especially when cities refuse to take any action. The city recently announced a reduction of police presence in the neighborhood despite mass-scale crime. So is it a slippery slope? Or is it just kind of what you guys want and you want to obscure that fact? Keep saying slippery slope fallacy as you continue to toboggan down the slippery slope. This is true on environmental issues as well. Now, California has already made clear that they want to ban all sale of gas-powered cars by 2035. Meanwhile, they're not increasing the amount of power available to their grid. So they're going to prevent you from being able to drive the car that you want. And they're going to do so on the basis of a technology that's not ready and on the basis of a grid that requires fossil fuels to run in the first place. So herein lies the problem for Democrats. Their base is more and more and more radical these days. It is college-educated white women. It is members of the media. It is the blue checks on Twitter. And they try to agglomerate all of that with low-income voters. This is the Democratic coalition. Well, that Democratic coalition is not in line with what most Americans want. And the utopia the Democrats seek is also not in line with what most Americans want. And so over and over and over again, they'll say that people are exaggerating. This isn't really what they want. This is not really what they are seeking. If this isn't really what you're seeking, then why is it that you say all of this stuff 5 years ago and then it materializes? Why is it that every prediction made about where you guys would be 5 years from now has come true? Go back in history and look at what Republicans were saying Democrats would be doing circa 1995. And we are so much further than Republicans even thought Democrats were going to be than anyone could have imagined. And here's the real problem with that slippery slope. And in the slippery slope graph, it shows, again, a very shallow sort of curve, and then boom, you drop off a cliff. The problem is there is no end to the bottom of the cliff. There's no end point. As soon as you think we've reached the end point, you say they can't go any further. They then proceed to go further. And this is why Democrats are in a world of hurt right now. All they had to do was not be crazy, but they also had to convince Americans they were not going to be crazy. Instead, they decided to both be crazy and also to pursue incredibly crazy rhetoric that is going to lead Americans not to believe them when they then claim moderation in a general election. Alrighty, coming up, all of this stuff is coming back to haunt Democrats. We have some new congressional generic polling. It is very bad for the Democrats. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Tobacco rate class exam required to qualify.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. It is amazing that the Democrats are about to get shellacked as badly as they're about to get shellacked. The Real Clear Politics polling average currently has Republicans up 2.8 points. That is the biggest Republican lead since late June. Now there are more polls. Those polls are showing that gap continuing to increase. The latest polls actually have that gap up to 3.3 points. It looks like the hard break of a red wave, according to Dan McLaughlin, who does poll analysis over at National Review. Monmouth has Republicans up on the generic ballot. R plus six. Economist YouGov has R plus one. But again, this doesn't take into account the sort of red shift, because one of the big problems here is that polls historically have undersampled Republicans. So if it says R plus six in that Monmouth poll, it could easily be R plus eight. An Economist YouGov poll that has Republicans up just one, that could easily be an R plus three. And so there's a reason why 538 is now suggesting that the Democratic chances of taking the Senate are dropping like a stone. Just a few days ago, those chances were in the 70s. Today, it's a 59% chance. By the end of next week, I'd guarantee that it's in the low 50s. Democrats are falling apart, again, because of their radical attempts. Now, what this means for Republicans is when you take office, guys, do the popular stuff. Stop the Democrats from doing what they're doing, and then pursue popular policies that throw roadblocks in the way of the Democrats' radical agenda. Don't go with your most radical members of Congress. Don't do that. Because then Democrats will use the slippery slope fallacy in reverse, right? They'll say, well, what Republicans actually want is they want to just dismantle the entire welfare state, and they want to throw everybody on Social Security, off of their Social Security, all the rest of this kind of stuff. Republicans have, thus far, you can't find a single Republican in office who's advocated for any of that stuff, but Democrats will do that. So put your best foot forward when you actually get into governing position. With that said, Democrats are in serious trouble right now. John Fetterman is now, according to the latest poll, in a dead heat with Dr. Oz. And not to pat myself on the back, but I said probably 6 weeks ago that that race was going to get a lot closer, and I thought that Oz might take that race. Well, yesterday, Joe Biden arrived in Pennsylvania for what has to be one of the most awkward campaign stops in recent memory. So John Fetterman, who had a stroke and cannot process auditory information correctly, was meeting with Joe Biden, who cannot speak out of his face hole. So that was weird. It was also weird to see John Fetterman. He showed up in a suit, and he kind of looks like Mr. Turtley Turtle from that Dana Carvey movie. Like, his head does not fit his body. It's less clear when he wears the Carhartt sweatshirts and the oversized baggy shorts, but when he's wearing a suit, he kind of looks like a thumb sticking out of his suit a little bit. And that's awkward. So that John Fetterman did wear a suit. He's capable of wearing a suit. And then Joe Biden made things even more awkward. So during his speech, he told John Fetterman's wife that she would be excellent in the Senate, which, saying the quiet part out loud there, dude, John Fetterman's wife has suddenly become a campaign issue because she keeps going out there and saying that members of the press should apologize to John Fetterman for noticing that he is no longer with it and all the rest of this. So John Fetterman, his wife, Joe Biden, said, your wife will be amazing in the Senate. I mean, just like Joe Biden is an amazing president, actually. So here is Joe Biden.
And John, thank you very much for running. I really do appreciate it. And Zell, you're gonna be a great lady in the Senate.
You're gonna be a great lady in the Senate. I'm so glad, John, that you're running, and your wife will make an excellent senator. Whew. Good job there, Joe. Also, we got the usual Joe Biden inability to speak the English language. So he tried to explain that he had made a once in a lifetime investment in America, and he doesn't know how numbers work.
It's infrastructure decade, a headline on my watch. Well, to help your members of Congress here today, I signed into law a once in a generation investment in roads, highways, bridges, railroads, ports, airports, and so much more. Over $1.2 trillion.
Over $1.2 trillion. Joe Biden. Then he got lost again. So there, how many videos are there of Joe Biden just getting lost in the woods? Here is Joe Biden getting lost in the woods. It's like a horror movie. So he stops the microphone. I love when they bring in the music and he just gets confused. He's like, where am I going? I don't know. Oh, where? Oh, this way, that way, this way, that way. Turn all around, hokey pokey. Oh, I'm going to hustle off the stage, try not to fall down those stairs. Yeah. Joe Biden, he's definitely with it. Meanwhile, John Fetterman's wife will make an excellent senator, says we're not doing interviews, which is always the best sign of a great candidate is when your wife is jumping in going, he's not answering questions. So there is John Fetterman looking very much like Uncle Fester, accompanied by his wife, who says that he will not be answering questions.
Mr. Fetterman, no. Are you satisfied with the progress of the bridge?
Right. He's not going to be answering questions. He's just going to stand here. It's going to be great. Guys, a little bit more on this in a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Well, that visit went so well that people are wondering why Joe Biden isn't going to other Senate races. The answer is no one wants him there. Nobody wants Joe Biden anywhere near a Senate race. But the White House has to deny this. They have to pretend that Joe Biden is wildly popular despite his 40% approval rating. Karine Jean-Pierre, the world's worst press secretary, she says that Joe Biden still plans to visit the battleground states, which left Mark Kelly screaming into his pillow last night.
Is the president going to go to Georgia or Nevada in the next, like, 19 days?
I don't have any travel to preview for you at this time. As you know, we're going to be in Pittsburgh and Philly today, and the president's truly excited about that.
Oh, well, no travel to preview at this time. Well, he'll be back in Rehoboth Beach getting into that crypt. Because nobody actually wants him in these Senate races. Joe Biden was asked directly about this, and he got irritable, which always happens when he's not eating ice cream. Here he was explaining that it's not true Democrats don't want him to campaign.
John Fetterman is going to appear with you today in Pennsylvania. But there haven't been that many candidates campaigning with you.
That's not true. There have been 15. Count, kid, count.
Okay, and are there going to be even more?
Yeah.
Learn to count, man. They're all campaigning with me. In my imagination. I mean, Mark Kelly was literally asked on national TV if he wanted Joe Biden to come, and he's like, no, Tim Ryan was asked in Ohio, do you want Joe Biden to show up? Tim Ryan's like, nobody wants this guy anywhere near them. There's a reason for that. CBS interviewed some Arizonans about the upcoming election between Mark Kelly and Blake Masters. Blake Masters was trailing pretty significantly. In the latest polls, Blake Masters has been making up some significant ground. It is possible that Blake Masters pulls out that race now, right? Even a week ago, I was suggesting that Blake Masters was a real underdog in that race. Now Blake Masters is looking a lot better, partially because Carrie Lake is running a very strong top of the ticket race. She's very Trumpy. She also happens to be tremendous on television. In any case, here are some Arizona voters talking about why they don't like Mark Kelly, and the answer is Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's the worst president ever, man.
Why?
First of all, look at gas, the economy, the border. We got fentanyl. He doesn't care about it. He doesn't care about Americans.
Trump could run again. All he has to do is say, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago when I was in office? And the answer would be a resounding no.
Hello, Phoenix.
Okay, so great job there by Joe Biden. No wonder people are running away from him. So what is the fallout going to be here? The fallout is going to be, everybody is holding back on Joe Biden right now. They're holding back, but the passion of the Democratic Party base and the blue checks is not with Joe Biden. The passion of the Democratic Party base and the blue checks is with a more radical figure than Joe Biden. Now, they've been using Joe Biden as a sort of empty vessel in order to achieve victory over Donald Trump. The problem is, if Joe Biden completely shatters on impact, as it appears he's going to, he's now, I've fallen and I can't get up. And if that happens in the midterms, the knives are going to come out for him so unbelievably quickly. Jim Clyburn, I think, who really sponsored his run, right? James Clyburn in South Carolina. He was the guy who really put him over the top in the primaries against Bernie Sanders. He had an interview last night on MSNBC. And first, he tried to kind of walk his way through the idea that Democrats might still win the election. And then afterward, he sort of gave up the ghost.
And I don't know if anybody who will say, I would rather pay $10 or even 10 cents or even 20 cents less per gallon and allow you to take my rights away, my voting rights away, and these other things that we know the other party is doing to suppress votes. That's a fool's choice that we will not make.
But why ask people to make that choice?
Okay, so that's Jim Clyburn trying to explain. They're going to win the midterms because people care more about abortion than $10 gas. No, that's not true. And then James Clyburn is asked the real question. And the question is, would he support Joe Biden in 2024? He's like, maybe, possibly, maybe.
Joe Biden has given us a great recovery. The largest infrastructure since Eisenhower, the largest progressive program since Lyndon Johnson's Great Society. This is nothing to sneeze at. And the American people recognize that. And I resent people who feel that we would much rather not have jobs and education so long as we can pay 10 cents less for a gallon of gasoline.
So, Congressman, if he runs again, will you again support him?
I suspect I will. I don't see why I would not.
I don't see why. No. Yeah, no, the long knives are going to come out for Joe Biden if, in fact, his team goes down to flaming defeat. And counterintuitively, what's going to end up happening is they're not going to moderate their positions. They're going to elect somebody for the nomination who is significantly more progressive than Joe Biden. Because, again, Democrats can't help themselves. They keep fibbing about whether we end up at the bottom of that slippery slope. But increasingly, they're just taking Crisco and slathering it all over the slippery slope. We're going to end up there sooner rather than later if Democrats are, in fact, elected. More on this in just a moment. But first, if you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride for the last couple of years, from the pandemic to inflation to incipient recession. I'm sure that you could use a break. Innovation Refunds can help you out. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. There's no payback. It is a refund on your taxes. The challenge is, how do you get your hands on it? How do you cut through the red tape, get your business the refund money? Well, you head on over to GetRefunds.com. Their team of tax attorneys are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you too. They do all the work, no charge up front, simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just head on over to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few quick questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time, so you need to get started right now. Don't miss out. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com, G-E-T-R-E-F-U-N-D-S.com, GetRefunds.com to start saving money today.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up, the CDC has now decided unanimously to recommend that your kid get a COVID vax. Where's the data to back that one? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty on a Bash, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but it ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning. While they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Spooktacular savings going on now at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive, where they offer free estimates and are about 30% less than the national average. Mako also works with most major insurance companies. So whether it's a dent or a ding, a minor fender bender, or a full body repair and paint job, Mako has you covered. Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
It's that time of year again for the Sundial Riffle Raffle. A tradition for over 30 years, the raffle has always been about our kids. And this year, we're not ducking out. Over $5 million has been raised for substance abuse prevention and youth development. And the Sundial Riffle Raffle is ready to raise more. The grand prize winner of the raffle will receive $10,000 cash. And second place will receive a houseboat vacation. Enter today at sundialriffleraffle.com and continue supporting our kids.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. It is perfectly obvious at this point that the CDC is operating on the basis of politics and not science. So yesterday, the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted unanimously to recommend that COVID vaccines be part of the immunization panel for small children. According to CBS News, the move, part of a series of proposed changes to documents which are revised early every year, would amount to little more than summarizing recommendations already decided by the agency's advisors. The CDC said it's important to note there are no changes in COVID-19 vaccine policy. Today's action simply helps streamline clinical guidance for healthcare providers by including all currently licensed, authorized, and routinely recommended vaccines in one document. The CDC also suggested that they are not mandating COVID-19 vaccinations. Dr. Nirav Shah, Maine's top health official, a member of the CDC advisory committee, said, indeed, there are vaccines that are on the schedule right now that are not required for school attendance in many jurisdictions like seasonal flu. Local control matters, and we honor that. But the question is, what is your evidence that we should be recommending this at all to small children? And the death rates for very young people from COVID-19 are minuscule, verging on the non-existent. We're talking single digits in terms of healthy babies, for example, who are dying of COVID. And we're talking about a nation of 330 million people. The health effects on small children are not well known. The health effects on teenagers are not well known, which is why you've seen a bunch of countries in Europe basically say they do not want to use COVID vax on 13, 14-year-olds because of the risk of myocarditis. Shah and other members of the panel acknowledged the slew of online comments they'd received ahead of the meeting over the topic, some pleading with them not to require COVID vaxes in schools. After Thursday's vote, the agency seeks sign-off from a range of professional groups, including the American Academy of Family Physicians and the American Pharmacists Association. The new schedule for kids, adolescents, and adults will then be published in February 2023. Here's what it sounded like in the 15-0 vote. Again, no dissenters. None. Sounds like science to me, gang.
Yes, 15 unanimously in favor.
Okay, again, the 15 to nothing. 15 to nothing. The fact is that we do not have any sort of long-term studies on the effects of these vaccines on small children. When you talk about me, you're talking about somebody who's a very strong advocate of vaccinations for the vulnerable and elderly. My kids are not vaxxed, nor would I get them vaxxed for COVID. They're not in serious danger from COVID on any statistical level. And the alarmism of the media led the CDC to do this. That's what this is all about. It's an echo chamber between the media and members of the bureaucracy. The media goes alarmist about kids. The bureaucracy responds. Their excuse for responding is the hysteria. And so you saw people all over the TV for years talking about how kids could not go back to school because they might infect each other with COVID, when the reality is that kids were not dying of COVID in anything like serious numbers. Every death can be a tragedy, and also on a statistical level, the risk of death for children was significantly lower for COVID than it was of pneumonia. Nonetheless, this is now being pushed. When the CDC says, by the way, that we are not actually mandating this thing, understand that their CDC guidance is used by local cowards in order to offload responsibility for making these decisions. You see this all the time with schools. Schools, during the pandemic, would consistently say things like, yeah, we know that there's no real information on masking for kids. We know kids don't wear the masks properly. We know that kids aren't going to be able to wear an N95 that's strapped to their face the way you would in a hospital if you're in a high-risk situation. But the CDC says it's good. We're going to listen to the CDC. It's just a way for them to avoid all culpability and responsibility. The same thing's going to happen here. You're going to see a lot of school districts that say, we're going to mirror the CDC just because it's the CDC. I'm no expert, but the CDC are the experts. Well, it would be nice if the CDC actually posted their data. But I'm unaware of the CDC's data that justifies the necessity for this sort of vaccination campaign. Marty McCary, who authored a post on Substack, pointed out that there really is very little evidence with regard to any of this. Again, the idea here that the vaccines are necessary for children in the first place is pretty insane. And yet, they're doing it anyway. They're going to do it anyway. So, again, trust the science. Follow the science. Except when the science doesn't exist, in which case, follow the quote-unquote experts. That's the thing that we definitely should be doing. And meanwhile, things are going amazingly well over in New York City. So the crime wave in New York City continues apace. Yesterday, police began a search for a man who struck a stranger on a sword with a sword sheath on a New York subway train. And not just a sword sheath. So apparently, one of the outcasts from Highlander arrived on the subway station on the platform in New York City and just grabbed a sheath and smacked somebody with it. According to ABC7 New York, multiple reports came in about a man with a knife, sword, or machete who attacked a stranger on a northbound A train at the Chambers Street station, according to police. A witness who saw the scene unfold said the suspect shoved his way past a woman onto the train and then stood between the train cars before crashing through the other car door. Out of nowhere, he just sort of like forcefully opened the two doors to the other train car behind us, said Rebecca Strasberg, and just whipped out what looked like a sword, something gigantic. The rest was a bit hard to see. You could see everybody from the other train cars was moving as far as they could. Apparently, there was some sort of combat that took place in the car next door. The only word I could think of was cliche, Strasberg said. It was like a cliche and almost cinematic the way he whipped it out. I felt like I was in a fever dream. One man was hit on the head with a sword cover and sustained a slash on the forehead. He was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect was described as wearing all black with a black hat with a Marvel logo on it. So apparently they're now in filming, live-action, real-life filming of the next Marvel film on the New York subway system. The good news is that Eric Adams is partying it up. So Chris Wallace asked Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, you know, remember that time he was elected in order to supposedly lower the crime rate, and then the crime rates didn't get lower, they actually got worse. Remember that time? He was super pro-police. Until the time he wasn't. So anyway, he was asked about why you're partying it up every night. And Eric Adams is like, why shouldn't I party it up every night, man? I'm mayor of New York.
You got a migrant emergency when the city is facing, like the rest of the country, an economic downturn, when you've got a crime issue. Any thought of toning it down?
Well, think about what you just said. You said we have an economic issue.
My nightlife is a multi-billion dollar industry. People are afraid to go back out to restaurants. Now they see the mayor going out saying, come back out to our city.
Oh, he's doing it for public purposes, you see. He's partying it up. He's enjoying the New York City nightlife to encourage New Yorkers to go back out there and enjoy. You know what actually encouraged New Yorkers to go back out there and enjoy their lives? People not getting hit with sword sheaths on the subway or randomly pushed in front of the trains. Like one of the cops from Superman 1 by the Lex Luthor door. Excellent, excellent governance happening right there. By the way, there is a good piece by Mark Thiessen pointing out the obvious here. So you've heard Republicans talking about crime over the past few months in advance of the election, and Democrats in the media responding by saying, well, you know, red states have higher murder rates than blue states. Well, I mean, that's true, but you know where all the murders happening in the blue areas of the red states. This is the point that Mark Thiessen makes. He says, in most of these red states, the high murder rates are driven by the lethal violence in their blue cities. Take Missouri. It voted for Trump. It's also home to two of the most dangerous U.S. cities, St. Louis and Kansas City, both of which are run by Democrats. Earlier this year, CBS News did an analysis of deadliest U.S. cities using the latest FBI and other crime data. In 2019, it found St. Louis had the highest murder rate in the nation, with 64.54 murders per 100,000 residents. That's an extraordinary rate. Kansas City, meanwhile, had the eighth highest murder rate, with almost 30 murders per 100,000. The same is true for Louisiana. It's a red state. But Baton Rouge has the sixth highest murder rate in the nation. New Orleans has the seventh highest murder rate in the nation. Same thing for Tennessee. Memphis ranks ninth in the country, also powering the state's murder rate. Chattanooga, which was led by Democrats, and Democratic-run Nashville, and Democratic-run Knoxville. In other words, it's all the blue areas that are making the red states have high murder rates. So just well done, as always. But at least Eric Adams is able to go out and party. And to me, that's really the priority that we should be focused in on like a laser beam. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. A federal appeals court has issued a stay temporarily blocking President Joe Biden's plans to forgive student loan debt. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals issued the stay Friday evening. Attorneys for six Republican-led states are asking a federal appeals court to reconsider their effort to block the administration's program to forgive hundreds of millions of dollars in student loan debt. A notice of appeal to the Eighth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals was filed late Thursday, hours after a judge in St. Louis ruled that since the states had failed to establish standing, the court lacked jurisdiction to hear the case. President Biden claiming the annual budget deficit was cut in half this year.
Over the fiscal year that ended last month, the federal budget deficit was down sharply.
The deficit fell by $1.4 trillion. The largest one-year drop in American history.
It was down primarily because pandemic relief spending came to an end and higher unemployment resulted in more tax revenue. Even though the annual number was down, September's budget deficit skyrocketed because of the president's student debt forgiveness plan. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A new poll shows voters are still concerned about high gas prices.
With the midterm elections less than 3 weeks away, most voters are still worried about high gasoline prices and give President Biden low marks for his energy policy. The latest Rasmussen Report's online and telephone survey finds that 38% of likely U.S. voters rate Mr. Biden good or excellent for the way he is handling energy policy. 46% rate Mr. Biden poor on the issue.
It's correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Korean auto giant Hyundai investigating child labor violations in its U.S. supply chain. Friday, the company announced plans to sever ties with Hyundai suppliers in Alabama that used underage workers. State and federal investigators found kids as young as 12 working at Hyundai plants in Alabama. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold, the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Politically connected billionaires from Russia and Venezuela are at the center of a 49-page criminal indictment that reads like a how-to guide on circumventing U.S. sanctions.
Charges were unveiled this week in New York against seven individuals who allegedly used a complex network of Hong Kong shell companies, cryptocurrency, and cash drop-offs to sidestep the Western financial system. Prosecutors allege the conspiracy's aim was to purchase sensitive U.S. military technology. Individuals are charged with smuggling illicit Venezuelan oil and laundering tens of millions of dollars on behalf of wealthy Russian businessmen.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Well, Pfizer says that it will charge $110 to $130 for a dose of its COVID-19 vaccine once the U.S. government stops buying the shots. But they say many people will get it for free. News and analysis at townhall.com. A trial is underway in Los Angeles of a head injury lawsuit brought by the widow of a former USC football player.
The lawsuit alleges the NCAA failed to protect former University of Southern California linebacker Matthew Gee from repetitive head trauma. The suit alleges that Gee died at age 49 in 2018 from permanent brain damage caused by countless head blows he took while playing for USC. Gee's widow is seeking multiple damage awards, including $1.8 million based on her husband's life expectancy. Of the hundreds of wrongful death and personal injury lawsuits brought by football players against the NCAA in the past decade, Gee's is only the second to go to trial with allegations that hits to the head led to CTE, brain condition caused by repeated concussions. I'm Norman Hall.
Teachers impacted by Hurricane Ian getting $2 million from the Florida Disaster Fund. Educators in six counties along the state's west coast will get the money. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Should the American people prepare for a recession?
No. Look, they've been saying this now how every 6 months they say this. Every 6 months they look down the next 6 months and see what's going to happen. It hadn't happened yet. It hadn't been. There's no guarantee that there's going to be a recession. I don't think there will be a recession. If there is, it'll be a very slight recession. That is, we'll move down slightly.
Just slightly. It'll only be a slight recession. There's no guarantee that we're going to. There's no recession. You know that whole two consecutive fiscal quarters of negative economic growth being the definition of recession? Never mind that. We've thrown out that definition. Now we have a new definition. It's the Democrat Party definition. It's the George Orwell's America. The party, capital T, capital P, gets to tell us what words mean. Man, woman, boy, girl, gender, recession, patriotism, insurrection. Joe Biden was told about the insurrection, and he said, don't worry about that. I've got little blue pills for that. It's all right. Just pop one of those and watch what happens. Well, happy Friday to you, and welcome. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625. As usual. I'll say, you know, they had Joe Biden go hang out with Fetterman, or is it Fetterwoman? And he likes to be Fetterwoman. Sometimes he feels pretty, which is kind of difficult for him since, you know, he makes Lurch look like George Clooney. But they didn't even let him speak because they knew if they had Fetterman and Joe Biden on the stage at the same time, it might cause great confusion throughout the world. And honestly, this guy, whenever Fetterman comes out on stage, have you seen this? He's got new music when he comes out on stage. He's got new music when he comes out on stage. Ba-ba-da-dum, 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 ba-ba-da-dum. That's his walkout music, because it's the Adams Family, for crying out loud, for the love of Mike. And this guy, I got to tell you, you talk about toxic masculinity. They might be onto something when it comes to Fetterman. But Lunch Bucket Joe and Fetterman hanging out with each other. Wow. You know, not since Jefferson dined alone. Know what I'm talking about? The brain trusts that the Democrats pulled together on that one. Boy, you know, babbling two-year-olds make a lot more sense than the both of them. The both of them combined. Remarkable time. Remarkable time it is. Well, let me just share with you some of the crazy stories we have for you today. Joe Biden is headed off on vacation. Today's Friday, so he's headed back to Delaware. Going to take Air Force One up to Delaware. Maybe send the plane back to bring his wife up. You know, when he was vice president, he'd take the one of the 757s out of Andrews to Delaware. Then they'd send the 757 back for Jill to bring her up to Delaware separately because she wanted to have lunch with friends or something, because they're very concerned about the rising oceans and the carbon footprint of the United States and taxpayer dollars and burning all that fuel and all that stuff. But never mind that. He's heading off on vacation once again, is Joe Biden. And gosh, he's had a lot of vacation time. They attacked President Trump quite regularly when President Trump went to Mar-a-Lago or went to New Jersey. And Joe Biden, he goes on vacation pretty much constantly. And that's okay, because when you're a Democrat, you're a Democrat all the way, from your first cigarette to your last day. And so is the news media. So what is this now? He's had... Is that even possible? Like 238 days in Delaware or at Camp David? Because this is what's being, since he became president. That doesn't include, you know, 8 years as vice president where he was on vacation the whole time. Because, honestly. And he was asked yesterday, see, he's going to Delaware again. 50 vacations, right? And just amazing. President Trump, at the same point in his presidency, had 35 escapes from Washington, and he was not a career Washington animal. And the media attacked him relentlessly. Now, Joe Biden, they get another coat of chapstick, and they fluff away, because it's good to be a Democrat. 238 days for Joe Biden, either in Delaware, one of his many, you know, waterfront houses that purchased with his $180,000 government salary, pay no attention to the millions of dollars flowing in over the transom from various corrupt family deals, Hunter Biden, and he's big guy, you know, got to keep that in mind. It's good to be a Democrat, isn't it? Just amazing stuff. And he was asked yesterday, hey, why don't more Democrats want you to come out to where they are and campaign with them, what with the midterm elections coming up real soon? Of course, Joe Biden the other day called them off-year elections. They're not off-year elections, but he's too dumb to know the difference. Last year, for example, they had the gubernatorial election in the Commonwealth of Virginia. That's an off-year election, odd-numbered years, see, you know, 2021. Things like that. 2022, that's a midterm election, but Joe Biden is so dense. How dense is he? That all these years later, many, many decades, lifetimes in Washington, he still doesn't know the difference between an off-year election and a midterm election. He is not a bright man, is he? No, he's not. And you know what it is with his brain? His brain? She's a broke. She's a no good. That a brain of his, it's a no good. Just amazing stuff. But he lied yesterday to a reporter, and he was very sexist, I thought, when the nice reporter lady asked him a perfectly legitimate question about why more Democrats don't want him to campaign with them. He said, hey, I got 15 of them. Then he listen up, Missy Pants. Is that what he called her? No, something like that, though. I'll get to that. We've got that audio for you. Remarkable stuff. And, of course, Barack Obama is being invited out on the campaign trail by Democrats. He's going to Michigan and Wisconsin and Georgia, Barack Obama's. Now, he hasn't been president for almost 6 years now. And they'd rather have Obama because, well, he can complete a sentence and complete a thought, which gives him a leg up right away over Joe Biden. And you may remember that Barack Obama, what he said famously about Joe Biden. You may remember what Joe Biden said about Barack Obama, too. He said he's the first mainstream black guy to come along who's articulate, who's bright, and who's clean. That's what he said. First mainstream black guy. Other black guys have come along who are clean, but he was the first mainstream black guy, according to Joe Biden. Then he was picked to be Barack Obama's vice president. But Barack Obama said of Joe Biden, never underestimate Joe Biden's ability to beep things up. Right? I can't say the word because of FCC regulations, but there it is. Also today, because the Democrats have been waging war against the police in the United States of America, defund the police, get the pro-criminal prosecutors like the spawn of Satan, cop-killing terrorist Chesaboudin in San Francisco, who was so tragic that he had to be recalled even in San Francisco by the lunatics there. But the war on police continues unabated, and the latest, I'm not even sure if it's the latest, might have been more, in Bristol, Connecticut, the two police officers murdered in an ambush killing there days ago, their funeral is today. Joe Biden's not going. He's going on vacation instead because they hate the police and love murderers. They love cop killers. You know, it was Chesa Boudin's mother, Kathy Boudin, cop killer extraordinaire, terrorist, went to prison forever. The moment she was released from prison, she was given a job as a professor at Columbia University, where Barack Obama went to school. They love cop killers. They, honestly, they have, you know, and then Chesa Boudin, because his parents went to prison for killing cops, had to be raised. They were terrorists, cop killers, his parents. And they had to be raised by fellow terrorists, William Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, in Chicago, you know, where it was in their living room that Barack Obama launched his political career, because they love terrorists and they love cop killers. The party of the Klan and the Weather Underground and the SDS and the Symbionese Liberation Army, and the list is long. But, yeah, the funeral is today, and I've got the vice president of the National Fraternal Order of Police talking about that. Because he knows who's to blame, and it's the Democrat Party. I guess, spoiler alert, it's the Democrat Party. So we've got that going for us. And the people on MSDNC, they had a focus group of Democrats, because what else would they have their MSDNC? And they asked them, do you think Joe Biden should run for president in 2024? And I don't think they got the answer they were looking for. But, you know, they're doing the work of the party because that's the thing. Joe Biden is not responsible for inflation or gasoline prices at the pump or anything. But they are going to fix the weather soon. Can't control gas prices or inflation. But the weather, that's right in their wheelhouse. The climate, slowing the rise of the oceans. You know, if you believe this, then you're probably going to vote for Fetterman. You know Fetterman. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. He is, the guy is like from a horror movie. He's from a scary, scary horror movie from the 1970s, I think, isn't he? The, honestly, what is with them? Crazy people. James Clyburn yesterday, he's a senior ranking Democrat in the House of Representatives. He was asked yesterday about inflation and gas prices, and he said the craziest stuff, just crazy. It's like, well, would you trade, you know, your voting rights for 20 cents off of gasoline? It's like, what are they all brain damaged? I think that they're all severely, severely brain damaged. All the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi the other day, played the audio for you. They're completely nuts.
And I think we got a little more Nancy Pelosi today, too. Yeah, and Joe Biden yesterday hanging out with, you know, with Lurch. That's an insult to Lurch. But hanging out with Fetterman. And Biden said that Fetterman's wife, Giselle, said she'll be a great, great lady in the Senate. He apparently thought that she was running for Senate because his brain, it's a no good. His brain, she's a broke. That's a no good. And, boy, the Democrats are really afraid of Carrie Lake in Arizona. The news media is ganging up on her like a pack of jackals seeking to slake their thirst on the blood of the innocent. But we'll get to that. And they, oh, election deniers. They love this stuff. You know how many Democrats are election deniers? Yeah, I mean, honestly, the list is long but not distinguished, starting with Hillary, Diane Rodham Clinton, and Stacey Abrams. It's actually the Babylon Bee, but Stacey Abrams has, remember the other day she was saying if you, you know, you think gas prices are too high or grocery store prices are too high, you should get an abortion, right? That was her solution. Abort the kids, be a lot less expensive that way. There's an update on that. I've got an update on that because, I mean, it's true. If you, you know, kill the kids, the grocery store trips will be a lot less expensive. Is that not true? See, Jeff agrees. He nods. He knows. That's true. We got Mark Hamill, you know, from Star Wars. You know this guy from Mark Hamill? He was Luke Skywalker, I think, right? Is that what he was? And he sent 500 drones to Ukraine in the last month alone. Isn't that interesting? And Dorothy Hamill has sent 500,000 hand grenades. Where did she get all those hand grenades? She didn't really. But I'm not making up the Mark Hamill part. I made up the Dorothy Hamill part. She did not send hand grenades that I'm aware of. It's possible that she has, but she's keeping it a secret. But I don't know about that. The Pentagon, they want to make sure that they've got troops without kids. So they're going to start paying for abortion travel for our troops. Because, you know, transgender military, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs is still searching for his white rage. And today he's looking in the kid's closet. So there's a scary monster in there, the kid said. It might be his white rage. So he's looking in the kid's bedroom closets, looking for his white rage. It's an amazing world out there. It certainly is. And we've got lots of extraordinary audio for you because these people are crazy. And they just... My cup runneth over each and every day. Amazing stuff. So Biden and Fetterman and James Clyburn and, you know, what's the problem with gas prices? And apparently the choice is high gas prices or you don't get to vote, I think, something like that. Because the Democrats are an apocalyptic death cult. The MSNBC focus group, not very focused, of course, because they're Democrats. The funerals for two police officers murdered in yet another ambush, yet another suicide attack by yet another cop-hating Democrat because the Democrats are waging war against the police. Yes, they are. They love the criminals and hate the police, and they're perverts. Got another pervert story for you. You know, can you say that word like child molester, or are they minor attracted persons? Yeah, they're perverts. We're at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What's your least favorite season? Now, if you're like me, it's cold and flu season. So get relief from it this year with Mucinex DM. With cough and chest congestion relief for 12 hours in just one dose. That's three times longer than four-hour products. Mucinex DM makes any season comeback season. Even cold and flu season. Get three times the relief in just one dose with Mucinex DM. It couldn't be simpler. Nothing lasts longer among over-the-counter cough and cold remedies. Mucinex DM provides 12 hours of relief for chest congestion and cough, day or night. Use as directed.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
Patrick McGinnis is actually the guy who first coined the phrase fear of missing out. This reminds me of when you're in the supermarket and you're always worried you're going to pick the slowest line, and inevitably you do.
Part of what helps us to overcome that is a sense of gratitude. Those 3 seconds, if you can just use that time to be appreciative of what you have, you will not be focusing on what you don't have.
Something You Should Know, wherever you listen.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I ate loads of amazing and alarming and shocking news stories for you today, and audio sound bites, cuts, actualities, all of that stuff to share with you of the crazy people and also of common sense people as well. Common sense is my superpower. Right now, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Dave calling from Silver Spring, Maryland. David, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Chris. How many days are there in Silver Spring? Never mind. You were speaking earlier about Joe Biden taking so many vacations. Uh-huh. And I wanted to was wondering why you didn't bring up the times that President Trump stayed in Washington during each of the continuing resolutions because Congress failed to reach a budget, even kicked Nancy Pelosi off the bus when they're on the way to the airport to BWI to go to a Jamaican vacation, or every time they stayed home while Republicans were trying to hammer something out and begging Democrats to come back and do their budget. And I was just wondering why I didn't bring that up. And not to mention they were burning down, you know, St. John's Church during the BLM Tifa, BLM plus Antifa equals BLM Tifa.
Yeah.
Even that period. So he was kind of famous for that. Staying behind, rolling up the sleeve, doing the job, coming out of the bunker and holding up a Bible. Oh, he held it up the wrong way.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Which he didn't. But that's what the media reports were. And you're right. In June of 2020, President Trump and his family had to be, it was actually in May, at the end of May of 2020, the president and his family had to be evacuated by the Secret Service from the first family's residence, the president's residence, to the bunker because of the violent mobs of criminals outside storming the White House for 3 days. And as you said, they set a fire in the church of the president's, St. John's Church. That was a one-day story. No big deal. In fact, the story became an attack on Trump because he walked across the street to go to the church that the Democrats had set on fire.
They were tearing down the fence outside the White House. They put up another temporary fence in front of the White House fence, and they were tearing that down. So they had to get them down to the bunker because they were that close. The Secret Service was inside the main fence surrounding perimeter there and trying to keep them out. And they were attacking, you know, of course, throwing the frozen poop at them and such.
And frozen water bottles and M80s, which are an eighth of a stick of dynamite and would blow your hand off completely. And they injured more than 150 police officers, the Democrats. No congressional hearings about that. No, they weren't concerned, the Democrats, about that at all because they couldn't make political hay out of it. Am I right, Dave?
Great job. You do a great job, Chris. Thank you very much for everything you do. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too, Dave. Lots more. Where do you hear this stuff coming up?
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Ah, yes, it is good to be a Democrat. The Washington Examiner has the story, though. The Washington Post does not, because they're not a newspaper. They're a press release. Christian Detok, White House reporter for the Washington Examiner. Biden has spent more than one-fourth of his time in office in Delaware. Just in Delaware. He's got two waterfront homes there, you know, because he's a modest man of simple needs, and he's lived on a government salary all his life. And then the millions and millions from, you know, the corrupt family projects, his son Hunter Biden, the crackhead stripper knocker-upper, which is why neither Joe nor Jill know how many grandchildren they have. Just ask them. They both come up with different numbers, and they're both wrong. Remarkable, but never mind that. And then, of course, brother James, Joe's brother James, very successful in business. Overseas, mostly, in no-show jobs, million-dollar salaries. It's good to be a Biden, trade on the family name. Know what I mean? President Joe Biden has logged more than one-quarter of his first 20 months in office away from the White House, the Washington Examiner writes. Since January of 2021, Biden has spent 236 days on unofficial rest and relaxation. Isn't that nice? It's good to be, just take the 747 and, you know, go up there. Don't worry about your carbon footprint. He's traveled to his homes, plural, in Rehoboth Beach and Wilmington, Delaware, Rehoboth is a popular oceanfront destination. The Wilmington, I think, is on a bay, his mansion there. He's traveled to his homes in Rehoboth Beach and Wilmington, Delaware, 55 times for a grand total of 174 days. And he spent 64 days at the official presidential retreat at Camp David, spread across 19 separate individual trips. Every president dating back to Ronald Reagan has frequently spent weekends at vacation locations. Both presidents, former presidents Barack Obama and Donald Trump, received heavy criticism from political opponents for their frequent golf outings on the weekends. But when you're it was only Republicans that were critical of Barack Obama and not the news media. Don't be silly. The White House has maintained that Biden is constantly working from home. Sure, because of the Wuhan and everything. You know, that he's constantly working from home because he lives in the White House and the Oval Office is in the White House. It's in the West Wing. But that's no problem when you're Joe Biden. You just spend as much time away. You know, the fact is it might be better for humankind if he spends more time away and less time at the White House. Just extraordinary what a dimwit this guy is. Now, there is, a lot of bad poll numbers. There are a lot of bad poll numbers out in recent days for the Democrats around the country and for Joe Biden, the Democrats in Washington. Most Americans, new poll from the New York Post and not the Washington Post, most Americans say Biden's not focusing on issues that matter to us. A new poll says, again, this is Victor Nava at the New York Post. A new poll shows an overwhelming majority of Americans believe President Biden is ignoring their top concerns, while more people support Republicans taking control of Congress. A double barrel of bad news for Democrats with fewer than 3 weeks to go before the midterm elections, or as Joe Biden calls them, the off-year elections. He doesn't know. He's confused. His brain, she's a broke. She's a no good. Just 31% of Americans agree that Biden was, quote, giving enough attention to the issues that are most important to your family. 31%. That's fewer than one third. Fewer than one in three, according to the new Monmouth University survey released on Thursday. By contrast, 63%, nearly two thirds, said they wished Biden would give issues such as inflation more attention. But, you know, he's not a bright guy. The Monmouth poll found that rising prices are the top issue of concern for voters, with 85% of us calling inflation extremely or very important for, matter for the government to address. Inflation has become even more front and center than it already was, said Patrick Murray, director of the independent Monmouth University Polling Institute. On the one hand, the partisan shift on this issue could result in a more enthusiastic Republican and less motivated Democrats, you see, when it comes to people showing up and voting on Election Day, which is why the Democrats don't like Election Day. They like election season. You know, 3 months of voting, whatever it is, no signatures, no IDs, no in-person voting, drop boxes, midnight drop boxes, and, of course, blue latex gloves when you're stuffing the ballot boxes with piles of ballots. That's the thing. So the poll number is not so good with, for the Democrats. But the the next four issues Americans deemed extremely or very important were crime. Well, the Democrats are the party of crime. They're the party of more crime. You know, the inflation is gigantic because it's money out of your pocket every time you go to the grocery store. Go to a restaurant. Restaurants are so much more expensive. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. I was headed home the other day. I've been meaning to talk about this, and I haven't. I was headed home from the big radio station the other day in my automobile. And I decided to stop at Five Guys, you know, the burger place, Five Guys. And because I haven't been to Five Guys in a while, and I wanted a tasty burger, right? And so I went to Five Guys, and I got myself just a, give me a cheeseburger. I think I was more polite than that. Please let me have a cheeseburger. Thank you. And just a plain old cheese. I didn't ask for a double cheeseburger. I think their standard cheeseburger is actually a double cheeseburger. But give me a cheeseburger, the small fries, and a small fountain drink that I'll go over and fill myself, right, because it's fast food and everybody's wearing uniforms and stuff. And not a fancy place, Five Guys burger place, right? And the bill was $21.09. $21.09. I came home with the receipt, showed it to my best girl. It's like, look at this. What's up with this? It is $21. Five Guys. It was a delicious burger, cheeseburger. And the fries were, they were okay. They were a little not as crispy as I like. And a fountain drink. Got a Dr. Pepper. Went back for some more Dr. Pepper after a while because I sat there and ate it, right? And the place was practically empty, the Five Guys. Right, close to the radio station. And after I got the bill, I understood why. It's $21.09 for a Five Guys cheeseburger, fries, and a small fountain drink. What is up with that? And then I remembered, oh, yeah, the Democrats are in charge. So inflation, big. And then, you know, gas prices, they keep telling us how great gas prices are. They're $2.10, $2.11 on Election Day. The very next day, Joe Biden started waging war against the American energy industry and promising that he was going to demolish it. And now they're like, hey, isn't this great? Gas is only $3.86 a gallon. Hey, thank me. Huh? Like they're doing a great job or something. These guys, they're robbing us. We just go about our business, and they're robbing us by remote control. So inflation is number one. And that is a big deal. The next four issues, Americans, that's us, deemed extremely or very important, were crime, 75% of us. There's a lot more crime in my neighborhood. There's a lot more crime in Washington, D.C. There's a lot more crime across America. I told you about the two guys stabbing each other that my best girl and I came across in Washington, D.C. maybe a week and a half ago now, and blood sprayed all over the place, a 15, 20-foot spray of blood from these two guys stabbing each other. One guy stabbed, the first guy got stabbed in the neck, and the guy got stabbed in the neck, pulled out his own knife, and stabbed the other guy in the gut. Then they're both, they're stabbed. There's a screaming woman. I'm like, hey, what's with the screaming woman? So we went over to the crime scene. You know, it's Democrats. And then we went to the grocery store. Because we live in Washington, D.C., and, you know, we were walking. It's like, hey, the grocery store right there. So 75% of us, very extremely important issues, crime. The Democrats are the party of crime. More Democrats, more crime. More Democrats, more murder. There is an election coming up. If you vote for Democrats, you're voting for more carjackings. You're voting for more sexual assaults. You're voting for more stabbings and shootings. You're voting for more criminals and more crime. They love the criminals, and they hate the police. Am I right? Yes, I am. So 75% are concerned about crime. Number one is inflation and the cost of everything. Then crime. Jobs and unemployment, 74% of us. And then elections and voting, 74% of us. Domestic terrorism and hate groups, that's the Democrat Party, too, 68%. They've been rioting and burning our cities and looting. They looted this city more times than I can count. They looted right around this radio station repeatedly. They looted my neighborhood where I live in D.C. repeatedly. Washington, D.C. was boarded up for months and months and months, and a lot of places never came back. Boarded up. It was good news for Home Depot, but that's about it. Because of the Democrat Party's rioting and looting and setting churches on fire. They're setting a lot of churches on fire. But if you look at the media, it's like, oh, January 6th, Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed. It's true. That was some. So those are the big issues. And those are all bad news for the Democrats. But in the news reports, oh, those terrible Republicans, you gotta stop them from doing whatever it is they're doing, you know. There was January. That was almost 2 years ago now, and Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed. The Democrats murdered dozens of people in their riots. Literally dozens of people. They injured literally thousands of police officers in the United States. Perpetrated literally billions of dollars of property damage in their many riots. And I literally know what the word literally means, and I use that word literally. So these are actual statistics that you can look up for yourself if you're a Democrat and you get your news from CNN. You wouldn't know about any of this. So that's kind of stuff. Now, the Politico, which is a left-wing rag in Washington, D.C., has the headline, Biden's terrible, comma, no good, comma, very bad gas price problem. And they've got one of the girls from the Steno pool, Calder McHugh, wrote up the story on behalf of the Democrat Party. All gas, no brakes. OPEC cutting output. War in Ukraine. Global inflation. The Biden administration publicly clashing with oil companies. They're not publicly clashing. They're undermining our energy sector and the oil companies and demonizing and threatening them. Refineries offline in California. That's because the Democrats have taken them offline. That guy with the teeth who thinks he's going to run for president, Mr. Herpes. You have herpes? Yeah, he has herpes. I think half of California has herpes. Herpes? Yeah, they have pills for that now. Oh, you mean herpes. Oh, I see. I'm sorry. All of it added up to a recent rise in gas prices at the worst possible time for President Joe Biden and his party, less than 3 weeks before the midterms. Note once again how the media always views our suffering in America through the lens of how it affects the Democrat Party and Joe Biden. Because they're not journalists, they're Democrats with laptops, and they publish this stuff. The Biden administration has bristled at the idea that they're making energy decisions based on the political calendar. So they're lying. And here this guy Calder McHugh at Politico is helping them advance the lie, because that's the role of the media in the United States of America. Joe Biden has demolished our energy sector, which President Trump, terrible orange man, bad, mean tweets, President Trump created the best energy situation we've ever seen in the United States, and Joe Biden demolished it. Again, price of gas was $2.10, $2.11 on election day. That's what matters, not inauguration day, because that's when everything started going south, because he announced he was going to start destroying, and that caused an immediate slide. But pay no attention to that. Now let's go to Joe Biden. Number 10, please. Jeff Wolf, in this week, as it turns out, because of the Wuhan for Michael Piercy. And here's Joe Biden yesterday on the south lawn of the White House, the helicopter behind him. A reporter, nice reporter lady, asked him a question, and he's very condescending and calls her kid and tells her she should learn how to count. Here's Joe Biden being asked why Democrats aren't asking him to campaign with them.
There haven't been that many candidates campaigning with you. Why are
That's
more?
That's not true. There's been 15. Count, kid, count.
Okay, and are there going to be even more?
Yeah.
Count, kid, count. It's not true. It's not true. There have been 15. Really, 15 Democrats have asked you to campaign with them? Of all the Democrats running for the governor's mansion, about one, you know, third of the Democrats in the Senate are up for reelection, and every Democrat in the House of Representatives up for reelection. And he's very excited that 15 have asked him. He went and hung out with, Lurch in Pennsylvania. That's a big one. And Barack Obama's been invited to at least three states to campaign with Democrats because, you know, they don't want Joe Biden. Yeah, learn to count, kid. Good thing Joe Biden didn't do that. Where's Tara Reid? Let's call Tara Reid, who was sexually assaulted by Joe Biden, one of his Senate staffers, and ask her for a reaction to this. Hey, learn to count, kid, he says to the woman. He's a tough guy. He's a tough guy, this Joe Biden guy. Squinty-eyed tough guy. We're at 888-630-9625. James Clyburn, Nancy Pelosi, Biden and Fetterman. Lots of crazy Democrats coming up.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
My dog was scratching and shedding like crazy around the house. When I heard about Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, I thought, why not? Couldn't hurt. We literally tried everything else. Our dog quickly took to it, and after a couple of weeks of adding Dynavite to his food, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and he almost completely stopped shedding and itching. I can't wait to see how well it helps him with his allergies as the seasons change and he's in the yard more. I'm so glad I tried Dynavite.
My dog smelled so bad and scratched herself constantly. We bathed, sprayed, and bathed her again, but no results. And then I heard about Dynavite supplements for gut health, and all of the reviews sounded just like my Bella. After just 2 weeks, she had major improvements with the smell, and no more scratching or dragging her stomach across the carpet. And her coat is more beautiful than ever.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
Patrick McGinnis is actually the guy who first coined the phrase fear of missing out. This reminds me of when you're in the supermarket and you're always worried you're going to pick the slowest line, and inevitably you do.
Part of what helps us to overcome that is a sense of gratitude. Those 3 seconds, if you can just use that time to be appreciative of what you have, you will not be focusing on what you don't have.
Something You Should Know, wherever you listen.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. No matter the season, talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right. And the Washington Post today, the Democrats are angry that Republicans in Congress don't want your creepy teachers turning your little tiny children into transgender children. The Democrat Party's gotten really freaky and creepy. I mean, and I'll let your freak flag fly is one thing, but you guys are, the kink is out of control, honestly. You need help. Yeah, I'm here to tell you, you need help. I've got that story for you today, too. New bill being proposed in Congress by Republicans. Democrats will kill it because, you know, child porn is in their lane. So right now, let's go back to the phones, Jeff. Let's go to Dave calling from Maryland. Dave, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Dave.
You know, back in the 19th century, many, many jobs were unsafe. Bridge building, machine shops, you name it. And so the government created a department called OSHA to step in and make those workplaces safer. Well, to my knowledge, the only place they haven't stepped in is policing. Now, what I think, since you have a police officer coming up, I would like to float the idea of suing. A police officer should sue OSHA in a class action lawsuit, I don't know, $4 trillion, to force them to do their jobs. The government is a business. They do the business of government. They have employees or workers, and those workers work in a workplace. And there are government policies such as cashless bail, releasing dangerous felons before they've served their time, that are creating a dangerous workplace. These government practices are actually making the workplace for the police officers more dangerous. And so OSHA, which will never do it on their own, they have to be forced into it, has the authority to go in and say, hey, Hochul, babe, get rid of this stuff because you are making the workplace dangerous for these people.
You know, you're onto a very interesting idea, I've got to say. And honestly, I think that police and families of the many, many murdered police officers since the Democrat war against the police was launched should sue the Democrat Party and should sue the likes of New York Governor Kathy Hochul and these crazy DAs who are making the world so much more dangerous. And the police are obviously the targets. And I do, as I said, because there are two more funerals for two more police officers today and in Bristol, Connecticut. And honestly, boy, oh, boy, we sue everybody for everything around here. You know, what was it? Kanye West is being sued for mentioning that George Floyd had fentanyl in his system and died of heart failure. I guess the families of the police, the widows, and the orphan children could sue the Democrats that have created a much more dangerous America. And I've got a story on that coming right up.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.